speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Friday, June the 21st, 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. It looks like we narrowly dodged war yesterday. We're going to take a look at the back and forth, look at the people who are pushing President Trump in one way or the other way. This is a very dangerous point in time. We have peace literally standing on the edge of a knife here. And so the question is, are we going to put America first? Are we going to pay attention to what we said we're going to do? We've got people who are invading our country. People who say they want to destroy America, they want to alter it, and they're coming here in massive numbers. We're not doing anything about that. Instead, we have sent a massive naval force to the Persian Gulf, to the Strait of Hormuz, in a hope that we will provoke a war, and it is getting closer and closer and closer. You know, first we have some mines that are discovered or planted or, you know, put onto some Saudi UAE tankers. Then we have the tanker attack that happened last week as the Japanese prime minister was meeting with Iran at the blessings of President Trump. And they were working out ways to de-escalate tension. A Japanese tanker was attacked. And, of course, the people on board the tanker said they saw flying objects coming in. Maybe they were unidentified flying objects. Maybe that's it. When we get full disclosure about UFOs, we'll find out they're the ones doing all this stuff, right? It's not really the people like John Bolton, Mark Levin on Fox News. It's not those kind of people. It's some aliens from outer space. No, this is an alien idea, alien to the United States. It is an idea that will destroy this country, and rightfully so. If we're going to become the Nazis of the 21st century, demanding that we have the right to invade any and every country for whatever reason, good or bad, it doesn't really matter to me what the reason is. We have not been attacked. As a Christian, I don't buy that. A just war is one in which we have been attacked when we were not being aggressive to people. But we've sent a massive buildup of naval forces to a very tiny area of the sea. Strait of Hormuz is very narrow there. This drone was allegedly shot down, according to the Pentagon. Iran says it was over our territory, over our land. Well, they say it was 20 miles out. 20 miles out. You know, Catalina, the island of Catalina, is 26 miles off the coast of California. They were closer than that. What do you think we would do if Iran flew a drone between Catalina and California? What do you think we would do? What do you think Pompeo and Lindsey Graham and Mark Levin would be demanding that we do? Well, you know, you got these people saying maybe we'll nuke everybody, right? We can win a nuclear war. You know, we got a new Dr. Strangelove doctrine that surfaced at the same time this insanity was going on. And, of course, we've talked many times to Joel Skousen talking about how in his view, and I agree with him, the military-industrial complex in the United States, the Pentagon, wants a nuclear war. They're begging for a nuclear war with Russia. They believe they'll survive this in their deep underground bunkers. It'll help to wipe out all this troublesome excess population we have in the United States, and they think that they can win the counterstrike. Yeah, so it's a win-win situation. Decrease the surplus population and also become the sole surviving power. These people are crazy. They are crazy. And they are evil. And we need to understand what they're about to do. We're also going to talk about grassroots rebellions that have started in both New York and in Oregon. You've got clerks in New York saying, we will go to jail before we will legalize illegal aliens with driver's licenses. And you've got legislators in Oregon leaving the state so they're not forced to vote on a massive green new bill there. One of them even saying, don't send the police to pick me up. I've got a gun. We'll be right back.
It's not only that you have a unique voice in the public arena and the public square. The other thing that's unique about InfoWars is it is the only network of this reach that is not backed by a corporate donor or corporate sugar daddy, that's not backed by some billionaire, that's not being funded by a secret foreign government. It is completely independent of all that. It is an old school American 1776 style experiment in the expression of the freedom of press and freedom of speech that, in fact, the founders were so concerned with at the beginning of the country, they actually tried to support and subsidize organizations just like this because this was the kind of press they wanted. And then ultimately, we now live in an era where they've mostly been co-opted by big corporations or billionaire sugar daddies who've been able to control and manipulate what news and views the person's allowed to have or express or hear. And the InfoWars audience has broken through that. They are the bridge from the founding to the modern age, ultimate American democracy and freedom. And that's why there's been an unprecedented onslaught of deplatforming, defamation, lawfare, and libel targeting you.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Friday, June the 21st, year of our Lord 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. Yesterday we came very close, apparently, to starting a war with Iran. Just exactly what the neocons, the people like John Bolton, the people like Lindsey Graham, the people like Mark Levin want. Will cooler heads prevail? You know, we have an interesting point-counterpoint that came out on Fox News. We had Tucker Carlson and a general talking about how insane these policies are, provoking this type of situation, how disastrous a war like this would be, how unjustified a war like this would be. And then you have Mark Levin and Sean Hannity pushing it and lying. I haven't seen the full clip yet. I don't know what Sean Hannity had to say, but I'm telling you, Mark Levin lied up one side and down the other. And we're going to go through that today. And we're going to talk where we are. How did we get there? Well, of course, we got there with sanctions. You know, that sanctions are an act of war, quite frankly. Remember, Madeleine Albright was questioned by Diane Woodruff. Said, you know, the sanctions that you put against Iraq cost the lives of 500,000 children. And Madeleine Albright didn't hesitate at all. She didn't say, well, I don't think that many kids died. She didn't care. She didn't care how many kids died because, you know, we're America. We can do whatever we want, says Madeleine Albright, who wasn't born in America, her ancestors did not build this country on the principles of Christian just war. Mine did, and we're not going to surrender that to immigrants who come in and take over our country. I'm so sick and tired of these people who come in and take over our corporations, take over the government. We have these people immigrating into this country from every place across the world, and whether it's Google or whether it is the Pentagon or whether it is the State Department, these immigrants are brought in to rule us by the globalist elite. They don't share our values. They want to destroy this country. And I'm sick of it. And I'm not kowtowing to these people anymore. I've never kowtowed to them. I'll just say I don't respect them. I'm not even going to show them any respect. They're murderers. People like Madeleine Albright is a war criminal, ever much as a bit of this as Henry Kissinger or as a big new Brzezinski. All these foreign actors who take over our government, they're the real government. You vote for these figurehead puppets. The people really running the government are these advisors, and you can see that happening right now in the Trump White House. So as oil surged yesterday, 5.4% at one point, nearly 6%, as Trump was saying, Iran made a very big mistake. He tweeted that out. You know, he hasn't tweeted anything. We'll let you know if he tweets something out here. We'll be watching that. He hasn't tweeted anything for 12 hours. That's very unusual for President Trump. He's been silent in the early mornings, usually has something to say. He's been very silent on Twitter. So we're waiting to see what's going to happen with this. Trump had said yesterday, the public will find out. The afternoon said, you're going to find out what we're going to do about Iran downing an American drone. He said Iran made a very bad mistake. The drone was in international waters. Clearly, we have it documented. Well, that's what he's been told. I mean, we were told just, it hasn't even been a week since we had the, I don't think it's been a week, since we had the Japanese ship and the others attacked. And of course, Pompeo lied up one side and down the other with a video that looked like it was culled out of the Gulf of Tonkin. The quality of that thing. You couldn't see anything. And of course, they show the other side of the ship. And they ignore what the people on the ship said. The Japanese people on that ship, as Iran was talking to the Japanese Prime Minister Abe, trying to de-escalate things. They attack a Japanese ship? Oh, yeah, of course, that would make a lot of sense for Iran to do that. Did Iran send a massive naval buildup to the coast of America? Did they fly a drone, as I said at the top of the hour, close enough that it would be between Catalina Island and the coast of California? You know, Catalina Island is 26 miles off the coast. The Pentagon is saying, well, that was 20 miles off the coast. We have we claim territorial waters. I think it's either 100 or 200 miles away from our coast. That drone, even if the Pentagon is telling us the truth, and I'm not sure they know how to tell the truth, was 20 miles off the coast of Iran. And so President Trump, in trying to de-escalate things from these people that he put in charge, quite frankly, a very foolish move, he said. It also might have been a mistake. He says, I have a feeling that someone under the command of that country made a big mistake. I find it hard to believe it was intentional. It could have been someone who was loose and stupid who did it. Nevertheless, you have the Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps said this is a message to America. They said yesterday they shot down a U.S. spy drone over its territory, sending a clear message to America in doing so. The commander of the IRGC said the drone's destruction has sent, quote, a clear message to America. The Pentagon comes back and says the Iran attack against the U.S. drone was unprovoked. Yes, of course, we never did anything. I mean, this is just coming out of the blue, right? Massive sanctions, again, you know, like sanctions have consequences. They are an act of war. We don't care about that. It's worth it. Massive sanctions. Then we send a massive naval buildup to a very narrow area there, the Strait of Hormuz. And every time something happens, and we don't know who's doing this exactly, because, you know, I said from the very first day, I said, look at this. This is not a mine. This is above the waterline. And, of course, the people that were on board said we saw a flying object. And nevertheless, we had Pompeo telling us that it was a mine. And then showing this grainy footage of people on the other side of the ship supposedly removing a mine that had not exploded. So the commander of U.S. Air Force's Central Command said that this was an attempt to disrupt our ability to monitor the area following recent threats to international shipping and the free flow of commerce. Well, perhaps many people would look at this and say that if you send a massive military buildup to that area trying to provoke an attack or to interpret one, anything that happens there is an attack, perhaps that was a disruption of international shipping and the free flow of commerce right there. You know, maybe our sanctions and the economic sanctions and the way that we lie about things that happened there and the massive presence that is there, hoping that we're going to bump up against something so that we can then have a pretext for war. He also went on to say, this commander of U.S. Air Force Central Command, he said this drone was flying over the Gulf of Oman and the Strait of Hormuz on a surveillance mission in international airspace near recent Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps attacks when it was shot down by an IRGC surface-to-air missile fired from a location near Goruk, Iran. He added that reports the aircraft was shot down over Iran were categorically false. The aircraft, he said, was over the Strait of Hormuz, fell into international waters approximately 34 kilometers from the nearest point of land on the Iranian coast. Again, that is 20 miles off the coast. And I just want to ask, I would love to ask Mark Levin and the commander of U.S. Air Force Central Command, what would you do if the Iranians were flying a warplane between Catalina Island and California. What would you do? Iran said, we are completely ready for war. We give a decisive warning against the illegal and aggressive entry of any foreign intruding object and aircraft into the country's sky, against any violation of the Islamic Republic of Iran's territory. Lindsey Graham, on the other hand, is ramping up pressure. This is what Lindsey Graham wants to do. He had very specific recommendations. He wants the U.S. to attack and destroy Iran's entire navy, and then we can start attacking their oil refineries. That'd be great for the world economy. Never mind the loss of life. Never mind the war that will stretch on for decades, as we've seen in Iraq and Afghanistan. And how did we get that war in Iraq? Candidate Trump told us we were lied to. But then, of course, he appointed the woman who tortured people, used that intelligence to lie to us. He made Gina Haspel the head of the CIA. Maybe she's lying to him now.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Viewers and listeners, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. And we're under unprecedented evil attacks, as you've seen. But I wanted to take just a minute out here from the bottom of my heart to tell you how much it means to me that when you saw all those lies against us last week, the worst things you can say about people, that you knew they were liars. You went and looked it up and found out the truth. And so I feel very strong, and I feel God's hand on my shoulder, and I feel your love in my heart. And I want you to know that love is right back at you. And I want to thank you for all you've done with your word of mouth and your prayers and your financial support. Because I'm committed to fight till the end, but I want to win. And without you, I'm going to be destroyed, and it's not going to be fun. But that's not what's important. The enemy could win. We're a key chess piece in this fight. We're being used by God. You're being used by God. This is providence. So I salute you, and I thank you for all you've done from the bottom of my heart.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
I just want listeners to understand, money is what allows us to beat this and stand against this. And we're seeing a lot of orders right now with the Save InfoWars 50% off, but we make only like $5, $10 on higher marked up stuff. We're making like $2 on the toothpaste at that price, and we're moving a ton of it, okay? But you move a couple $100,000 or something, and you get $20,000. That doesn't pay for all the infrastructure, the bandwidth, the lawyers, the crew. So we need to sell millions and millions and millions of dollars of product. I want to expand, not contract. And for 6 months, we've not just been at a standstill. The enemy's been winning, and I have labored and labored and labored and labored on this. I like to be expanding. I like to be winning. I like to be fighting. And we are winning the info war. That's why we're so hated. But we need to be retreaded. We need to be tuned up. We need to be fixed up. We never have time to get into dry dock. We got a lot of holes shot at us, and the enemy wants to silence us. Then they're really going to plant child porn on us. Then they're going to kill me or you or anybody else. I mean, the Democrats now are going into a full revolutionary fervor funded by foreign banks and the Chi-Com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com. It's never been easy to figure out the essentials of a new supplement routine. That's why we created the 8-Pack Power Stack, your go-to option for the building blocks of a successful approach to supplementation. This one-stop shop for those looking to simplify or adjust their routine is perfect for new and old info warriors alike. With the 8-Pack Power Stack, there's no trial and error, messy bottles laying across the counter, or 20-minute morning habits. Just take the Wake Up and Work or Rest and Recover packs each day for quick, easy-to-use, and conveniently accessible formulas to help you reach your peak without the deep supplement knowledge, stacks of bottles, and complicated routine. Featuring 8 different formulas for a total take on your health and wellness, you can find what you like and get even more powerful versions in the store. Head to
to InfoWarsStore.com and check out 8-Pack Power Snack today and jumpstart your supplement routine.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We came incredibly close, if the report should be believed, and we haven't heard from President Trump yet. We've heard from the New York Times that senior administration officials told them the operation was already underway. Ships had moved into position. Combat aircraft had taken off. And then it was pulled back. I look at this and I almost wonder whether this is something the Pentagon initiated and President Trump pulled it back at the last minute. Or did he change his mind? We don't know yet, and President Trump has not tweeted out anything. We just have the statements from the New York Times saying that they have unnamed sources in the administration telling them that he pulled it back at the last minute. The U.S. had made preparations for the strike on Thursday, but the operation was abruptly called off again. They had already launched planes. Nothing was fired before the return order was given. I mean, that's how close we are, folks. I mean, this really is a Dr. Strangelove situation going on here in the Pentagon. The official who was not authorized to discuss the operation publicly spoke on condition of anonymity. So the targets would have included radars and missile batteries. The New York Times reported President Trump had approved the strikes, but then called them off, citing anonymous senior administration sources. Hopefully, cooler heads will prevail. As we reported yesterday, President Trump was making a lot of statements, sending a lot of statements, saying it is hard to believe. He said the drone strike, it's hard to believe it was intentional, and he said it's all going to work out. He said, I find it hard to believe it was intentional. If you want to know the truth, it could have been somebody who's loose and stupid. I have a feeling I may be wrong or I may be right. It was a mistake made by somebody who shouldn't be doing what they did. I'm not just talking about the country making a mistake. I think that somebody under the command of that country made a mistake. Fortunately, that drone was unarmed. There was no man in it. It was clearly over international waters. We didn't have a man or woman in the drone. We had nobody in the drone. It would have made a big difference, let me tell you. So that's the next step, isn't it? Right? We've seen this. You know, first, we have alleged terrorist attacks. Of course, it's got to be Iran. Can't be anybody else. Could not be a false flag attack by the Saudis or the UAE or Israelis or even the Americans. All these people who want war with Iran. None of them would attack Iran, a ship, and blame it on Iran, of course. That kind of stuff never happens, right? And so first that happens to some ships that are the property of other countries. Then we have another one that happens, and we have more blame directed to Iran. And now we have American military property. Nobody hurt, but American military property is hit. And we come really, really close to a war. And so what happens when they continue to chest bump the Iranian government when push comes to shove and somebody throws a punch? And as soon as that punch lands, all hell is going to break loose. We're in this situation because of people like Lindsey Graham, people like John Bolton, people like Mark Levin, and we're going to have the back and forth that we saw on Fox News. You know, we had this initial, this attack before this one on that tanker, and Pompeo was telling us, well, it was a mine, yet another mine, and we know that it was Iranian. We absolutely know that. A distant, grainy black and white photograph where you couldn't see anything, ignoring the fact that the people on board said it was flying, ignoring the fact that it was above the waterline and so forth. And, you know, on the Fox 5, I just happened to be in the break room getting some coffee, and I saw Kennedy on the Fox 5 pointing all that out, saying, well, we really not, what can we really see from this? And we had people on board who said it was a flying thing, not a mine. And then, you know, she didn't even say it was above the waterline. And I'm telling you, two other women on that panel, their eyes bugged out at her. It's like, this is what, Pompeo and the Pentagon are saying. It's like, yeah, the people who lie to us, who cheat, who steal, who have training classes on that, as Pompeo said. And you've got conservatives who will applaud that. They applauded it at Texas A&M. I've played that clip for you many times. There it is right there, the B-roll. And they applauded that. Lying, cheating, stealing. Starting wars. Assassinating foreign leaders. Overthrowing elections. Abroad and now trying to do it here in the United States, which is what we've seen for the last 2 years. Those are the people telling us that everything that's going on. And you've got one person on the Fox panel says, wait a minute, I don't know if we can really got enough proof here with this. And the other two just coming after her. Well, I tell you, their blood was up. They were ready to go. And we see the same sort of thing coming from Mark Levin after Tucker Carlson. We're going to play that for you in just a minute. Hopefully President Trump is going to pull this down. We've had, as I pointed out last week, John Kiriakou said, look, President Trump's made a lot of public criticism of John Bolton. And he said, you know, here in Washington, you meet a lot of people. You got a lot of friends on both sides, Republican and Democrat. He says, what I hear from everybody, even on the Republican side, they're already interviewing replacements for John Bolton. Well, you better get in there and do it pretty quickly before he gets us involved in an intractable, unwinnable war again. Again. He should never have been put in that place. That was President Trump's fault to put him in place and to not remove him. And so I don't hold President Trump faultless in all this. I think that he is perhaps pulling this back. But remember, they tricked him twice into firing missiles into Syria on the basis of false flags. They tricked him into sending a bunch of Russian diplomats home on patently obvious lies about Novichok nerve gas. Nobody died with that. That couldn't possibly, on the surface of that, that couldn't possibly be true. You know, it's kind of like saying that, you know, Russia kills somebody with a bow and arrow, you know, shooting across the Bering Strait or something, right? I mean, that it's just absolutely not possible that Skripal and his daughter could have been poisoned with Novichok and not died. But I'm not going to go into all that. But nevertheless, President Trump was fooled. And you had the New York Times come out and say Gina Haspel showed him fake pictures of dead ducks and so forth. Then a couple of weeks later, they walked that back and they said, well, there's no pictures of that at all. So the New York Times will lie to you as well. If they get enough pressure from the Pentagon, the military industrial complex, they'll, after they tell you the truth, they'll come back and lie. So were they lying when they said there were pictures of dead ducks, or were they lying when they said there were no pictures of dead ducks? That's the New York Times. But of course, they're trustworthy. You can believe everything that the New York Times says. Well, I don't need the New York Times to tell me that that event was a false flag. I don't need the New York Times to tell me that Theresa May and Nikki Haley lied up one side and down the other to try to get us involved in a protracted war in Syria. And now we got the same types of people doing the same thing in Iran. You know, one of the things that came out also yesterday was the head of the Revolutionary Guards Aerospace Division said on Iranian television that they had sent several warning signals to the U.S. drone before firing a missile at it. He said, unfortunately, they never answered any of our communication to them. They said, remove this. It's in our airspace. And they say that they never responded, so they shot it down. Again, closer to the coast of Iran, if you believe the Pentagon, taking their numbers, closer than Catalina is to the coast of California. But of course, they're the ones who are provocative, not us. We are exceptional.
Leaps and by bounds. The number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. Must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning, though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it, because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
I want to be very, very clear with everybody about all of this. We're going into the season of war, and they have been inches from shutting down the final bank accounts we have due to their criminal activity and their digital fraud. And we need to know that we've got capital to go 6 months, a year. We need to end here. We need to be provisioned. And you've got my total commitment that I am going to rampage forward against the enemy fearlessly. I'm loving every minute of this because I know I'm getting under their skin. I'm bloodying them up politically. I'm banging heads with them, and they can't help but attack back with lies, and that just brings more people here. So I'm in one hell of a fight, and so are you, and I need war bonds, I need gas, I need ammo politically now. But literally, if you flood us with money, and if you flood us with product purchases, and if you flood us with your word of mouth, you're unstoppable, we're unstoppable together. I want to send a strong message to the enemy. I want to raise a couple $1 million right now to let the enemy know that their attacks are failing and that you will stand with us, and I will never back down. You have my commitment. This only gives me more energy and more understanding of what we're facing and that we were right about this. Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alec, I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWar.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free press needs your help, Frank.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Liberty, it's your move. This is The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, we've seen several reports. I mentioned it yesterday that Tucker Carlson is privately talking to President Trump, explaining to him how suicidal it would be for President Trump politically to initiate a war with Iran. It will destroy the economy. It will destroy, I think, effectively, his chances of reelection. And Tucker had a retired Army colonel on yesterday. They were talking about this. And also on Fox News, you had neocon warmonger Mark Levin, who never supported President Trump throughout 2016. Mark Levin never supported the America First Trump candidacy. He's only come around after, you know, looking at how popular President Trump has been and how much money he could make selling you phony books about the Constitution. By the way, we're going to have a guest later today. If you want to know about the Constitution, don't buy Mark Levin's books. Buy the books of Richard Proctor, the professor on the Constitution we're going to be talking to later in this show. He actually knows and respects the Constitution, unlike Mark Levin. You don't don't lecture me about freedom and free speech and then try to start wars, unauthorized wars, where we weren't attacked. That's not the Christian principles this country was founded on. It's not a justified war by any stretch of the imagination. It is a provoked war, even if they at some point do an attack that costs an American lives. We provoked that. We are the aggressors already in this. With the sanctions, with a massive naval buildup there, we are the ones who are aggressing in that area. While we have you want to talk about terrorism, Levin? We've got literal terrorists coming across the border. And of course, our military will do nothing, nothing to defend us there. What are you saying about that? Do you think President Trump ought to defend this border? No. We can send 10,000 people to monitor Iran and hopefully some of them will get killed. So then we can have the justification to go wipe out Iran, which is exactly what you and the Israelis and the Saudis want, isn't it? And the people in the Pentagon. Let's talk about Tucker Carlson, though. He's doing the work of peacemaker. He's actually rational. And here is a retired Army Colonel Douglas McGregor. The two of them were talking about this yesterday. Let's hope that cooler heads prevail. Here are the cooler heads at Fox News.
I don't want to be paranoid, but I've watched this before. It does seem as if the president is strongly opposed to conflict with Iran. He knows it will define his administration. He knows that it doesn't serve American interests. But that people who work for him are pushing the United States into a position where war is very likely, if not inevitable. Am I imagining this?
No, I don't think you are. I think the president has had his first Vietnam moment. He was walked up to the edge, he looked into the abyss, and he said, no, thank you. He followed his instincts, thank goodness, and walked back. He has no interest in going to war, but you are right. He is surrounded by people in the Defense Department, in the chain of command, in his own National Security Council staff, in the State Department, who are absolutely committed to finding ways to attack Iran. I think the president understands that an attack on Iran would result in an all-out war. The notion of limited strikes is absurd. The Iranians would respond with everything they have because their economy is in ruins, their backs are against the wall. He knows that. He doesn't want that. So we should be grateful. At the same time, I think the president has begun to figure out wars destroy presidencies. War destroyed LBJ. War destroyed, yeah, ultimately George W. Bush. He doesn't want to join the pantheon of destroyed and failed presidents that embarked upon wars that ultimately were not supported by the American people. And again, if the American people don't support it, forget it. We don't want to do it.
Exactly.
The American people do not support it.
Is there some good reason to maintain this level of sanctions against Iran? Are we getting something out of that?
Well, I think the idea was to destroy the Iranian economy and to bring the nation to its knees. That's really not what we should be trying to do at this point. I think the president senses that there is now an opportunity for diplomacy, for a new approach to Iran that could de-escalate this set of conditions and produce a positive outcome. Look, this will ruin our economy if we engage Iran in a war. Iran will instantly have support from around the world. They will be the victims of this limited strike that is being discussed. The limited strike idea is sheer insanity. It will provoke a war. Yeah. Everyone, China, Russia, India, many European states will come to the aid of Iran. We'll end up with a larger coalition of the willing against us than we have seen in decades. I think the president's figured this out. He's got good instincts, but he needs to get rid of the warmongers. He needs to throw these geniuses that want limited strikes out of the Oval Office. The last American First agenda needs is a stupid, pointless, unnecessary war with Iran. And he knows that, so he needs to act.
As much as Brett Stevens and Bill Kristol would welcome that.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Oh, yeah. Bill Kristol and Mark Levin. And let's just restate what Colonel McGregor said. He's absolutely right. This will ruin our economy. It will ruin the global economy, quite frankly. If this goes through, these megalomaniacs, these Dr. Strangeloves in the Pentagon, could very easily create a global depression and a global world war. because it's not just going to melt down our economy. You shut down the oil that flows through the Strait of Hormuz, and that's going to create a global depression. Talked about this many times with Gerald Celente, and he's absolutely right. So is Colonel McGregor. This will ruin our economy and could add the entire world's economy. Folks, we are coming to a point, I've said this many times, every 70 to 80 years, when the timing is right, demographically, have generations that are about 20 years each, and depending on, you know, when they come up and what the situation is like, what's the economy like, what's the war and peace situation like, each generation about 20 years apart reacts differently to things. So we have this cyclical type of history that I agree with the analysis of Strauss and Howe, fourth turning. They went back 500 years showing this kind of cycle through American and British history. And, of course, we had one. The last one we had was the Great Depression, World War II. Prior to that, we had the Civil War. Prior to that, we had the American Revolution. They understand that the fourth turning has already begun. That's one of the reasons why we see the massive polarization, even within the Democrat Party. Nobody tolerates somebody that disagrees with them anymore. And this is becoming true of both the left and the right. This radical polarization within our country. And it's not just being driven by the policies of the Democrats. It is being, you know, their policies are intentionally doing that. These things like reparations and so forth, the open borders, that's all intended to amplify the natural cycle that builds up to a reordering of society every 70 to 80 years. And if we don't want another Great Depression globally, and we don't want another world war, we won't do this. He points out Iran will instantly have support from around the world as well. There's no such thing as a limited strike. And he correctly points out China and Russia are aching to get on the side of Iran against us. And he points out many European countries as well. And he's got to get rid of these warmongers that he's put in charge of these various agencies. Yes, you have a lot of carryovers. You have the bureaucracy that is unelected, unaccountable, and eternal. These people who have these civil service jobs are statists without exception, pretty much. And they're always there. And if you don't put people in charge of these agencies who will push back against that, you're done. You're done. And he's put people in there that actually, people like Bolton, and I would say Pompeo, are actually more aggressive warmongers than many of the eternal bureaucrats underneath them. And we're going to talk about people like Bill Kristol and Mark Levin. We'll give you his take on all this when we come back. Stay with us.
InfoWars and free speech and your right to speech has been under unprecedented attack the last year or so. It's Orwellian. It's biblical. It's authoritarian. It's insane. And I keep trying to judge and gauge when is the right time to have to stumble up on deck as the captain of this operation and say, hey, we're sinking. I've begged for your support before, and thanks for keeping us afloat, but this is the real SOS. If you don't buy a bunch of products and spread the word and keep fighting, InfoWars will be shut down, not just crippled. And so we've reached that point. It'll make the enemy happy, but, you know, whatever. We have withstood so many of their attacks. We've gone through so much because of your support. You have been there. But let me tell you, they are pissed they haven't been successful, and they're giving us their full assault, so we need your prayers, your financial support, and your word of mouth now at InfoWarsStore.com. It's your fight. Decide whether or not you want InfoWars to continue, because we could be shut down.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress.
with powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body. Happy's helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happy's from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
I just want listeners to understand, money is what allows us to beat this and stand against this. And we're seeing a lot of orders right now with the Save InfoWars 50% off, but we make only like $5, $10 on higher marked up stuff. We're making like $2 on the toothpaste at that price, and we're moving a ton of it, okay? But you move a couple $100,000 or something and you get $20,000. That doesn't pay for all the infrastructure, the bandwidth, the lawyers, the crew. So we need to sell millions and millions and millions of dollars of product. I want to expand, not contract. And for 6 months, we've not just been at a standstill. The enemy's been winning, and I have labored and labored and labored and labored on this. I like to be expanding. I like to be winning. I like to be fighting. And we are winning the info war. That's why we're so hated. But we need to be retreaded. We need to be tuned up. We need to be fixed up. We never have time to get into dry dock. We got a lot of holes shot at us, and the enemy wants to silence us. Then they're really going to plant child porn on us. Then they're going to kill me or you or anybody else. I mean, the Democrats now are going into a full revolutionary fervor funded by foreign banks and the Chi-Com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We still haven't had any statement from President Trump. No new developments, except we've had one more statement from Iran talking about the fact that they said they refrained from blowing up a U.S. plane that had 35 people on board. They said also in the area was an American P-8 plane with 35 people on board. We chose not to attack that as it was invading our airspace, they said. They chose to shoot the drone down, and they did that only after repeated attempts to communicate, and a final warning. 10 minutes after the final warning, they shot down the unmanned drone. We'll talk a little bit more about that, and then we're going to get Mark Levin's comments about how we need to kill everybody in Iran. Folks, if you want to support us, we have an emergency special that is running right now, the Save InfoWars special. Again, as we pointed out many times, and you well know, we were the first platform to be attacked simultaneously by all of the internet oligarchs, the biggest companies the world has ever seen, all jumping on this independent media platform all at once, deplatforming us, subsequently depersoning Alex Jones on social media and so forth. We've seen 2 months after that, we had another 800 outlets, not all of them conservative, not all of them even Trump supporters, and yet we still have nothing in Congress in terms of restraining these attempts. So, folks, if you want to help us, we really do appreciate your support. We could not have done this without you. And as I was just talking about yesterday, very proud of what you and we have done in keeping Hillary out of the White House forever. You can be very proud of that. That's a great accomplishment, no matter what happens in the future. Right now, to help you, to help us, we have 50% off all of our InfoWars Life products and free shipping and double Patriot points. So that's 50% off all InfoWars Life products, natural supplements, vitamins, minerals. If you're taking vitamins and minerals, take a look at our products. You're not going to find any better quality vitamins and minerals anywhere. As I point out many times, selenium, for example, very well documented, the positive effects that selenium has and the negative effects if you don't have sufficient amounts of selenium. You're not going to find any better quality selenium anywhere. Our BioTrue Selenium, which along with the rest of our InfoWars Life products is now 50% off. So you're not going to find any better price anywhere than 50% off and free shipping as well. So make sure you stop by InfoWarsStore.com. We really need your support. You are our only sponsors. Don't forget to also take a look at the YouTube channel that I have right now, Libertarian. Don't forget to subscribe, share videos from there. Every day we've got the full show up as well as cuts from the full show by topic. That's on the YouTube channel. Again, Libertarian. I distinguish myself from libertarians that way because, you know, it used to be people were liberals if they supported individual freedom and a free market economy. And then the progressive communist socialists took over that label because it was so popular. They called themselves liberals. So they had to come up with something different. Libertarian. Well, in the last few years, we've seen the Libertarian Party taken over by a lot of statist Democrats, people who don't support individual freedom anymore. So I had to distinguish myself somehow. I said, look, I'm about liberty. Let's just make it that way. Libertarian on YouTube. Also, you can find me on Twitter and follow me on Twitter, Libertarian. Let's take a look at this newest report that just came out a couple of minutes ago. New York Post reports Iran saying that it refrained from blowing up a U.S. plane carrying 35 people. I just mentioned that at the beginning, said that they took down the Global Hawk drone unmanned 10 minutes after the final warning they had attempted for quite some time, they said, to communicate. They were not, no response from that. And I want to go back and remind you, you know, we see the pictures of Iran, and most Americans remember Iran first from when they took over in the 1970s, took over the American embassy. They don't remember when we took over their country in the 1950s and installed the Shah of Iran and had our CIA train their ruthless secret police, the SAVAK. See, there's a reason for these types of things that tend to come around. But I want to go back to an incident that happened July 3rd, 1988 that isn't talked about very much in the United States. You know, it wasn't too long before we had what I think is a similar incident with TWA Flight 800. This was July 3rd, 1988, Iran Flight 655 going from Tehran to Dubai. It was shot down by the U.S. government. It was a guided missile cruiser, shot down a commercial jetliner, an Airbus A300. All 290 people on that Iranian Airbus A300 were killed. 66 children were killed. Now, the U.S., said that they did it by accident. Actually, they never admitted that they did anything. They did eventually settle in court in 1996. So 8 years later, in the International Court of Justice, the two countries worked on this. The Iranians understood that it was an accidental shoot down by the U.S. guided missile. It was not an act of aggression. The U.S. agreed to pay $61.8 million, which worked out to about $213,000 per passenger killed. Again, all 290 killed, 66 of them children. I point this out because I have looked at this and I thought, if the two parties were reversed, if it was an Iranian guided missile ship that shot down an American airliner, commercial airliner, and killed all 290 people on board. Do you think the United States would have gone to the International Court of Justice? I think the United States would have used that as an excuse to wipe out that country. I'm very ashamed of what my government has become. And I'm telling you, when I look at this massive naval buildup, I'm telling you this is exactly the kind of accident that the United States has conducted. And I believe they did the same thing with Flight 800, the TWA flight that was shot down as they were doing naval exercises off the coast of Long Island, New York. And you subsequent to that, we had a massive cover-up by the FBI taking air traffic control tapes from people just coming to the door and confiscating it, lying up one side and down the other, because the American people would not have been very forgiving of a mistake that was made that took down an American airline. And I'm telling you that if it was an American airline that was shot down by an Iranian cruise missile, even if it was done by mistake, that would have been war. That's the difference between our two countries, quite frankly. Yeah, we see them in the square all the time shouting death to Israel, death to America. They've been doing that since they, you know, established this regime there. It is a radical Islamic regime, no doubt about it. A lot of that, however, is for internal consumption. The more rational people in the American and Israeli government will tell you that. They understand what that is. And there are people in Iran who don't like the fundamentalist Islamic Republic that is there either. Those people will be swept aside if we attack that country. There will be no chance for them to get rid of that Islamic extremist regime. Let's start with a little bit from Mark Levin, as he went on with Sean Hannity, counterpunching Tucker Carlson. And let's hope that Tucker Carlson has President Trump's ear and not Mark Levin. Here is Mark Levin.
Raise a point with you as I sit here and listen for my segment coming up on this Iranian matter. We're starting to get now propaganda. It sounds like Iranian propaganda coming out of the mouths of Americans. Americans who should know better. They ask you, can you point to one example?
Pause it right there. See, that's just it. People like Mark Levin are going to call me now an Iranian propagandist. I've been called a Russian propagandist. I've been called a Syrian propagandist. I've been called, I guess I'll be called now, an Iranian propagandist for opposing unjustified wars, for opposing trying to escalate tension and war with Russia, who has nearly as many nuclear weapons as we do. I think that's insanity. There was, once upon a time, a Republican presidency under Nixon, even with Henry Kissinger, war criminal Henry Kissinger. They were pushing detente, an easing of strained relations between the U.S. and Russia. And now you've got these people, like the Democrats, people like Mark Levin, who want us to go to war with everybody, including Russia and China and so forth. So I guess I'm now an Iranian propagandist, you know. But let's go back to the neocon Pentagon propagandist, Mark Levin.
Where Iran committed a terrorist act. I can point to many, but let me start with 1983. Beirut, Lebanon. Hezbollah, which is the terrorist militia wing of Iran, blew up our marine barracks with two truck bombs, killed over 250...
All right, we'll come back, we'll let him make his case, and I'm going to make my case against it as well. He wants to point to... You know what President Reagan did? He withdrew from the area. He said, these people are crazy. We don't need to be here. We'll be right back.
The globalists are hyper-competitive, scientific dictators. They are technocrats. They are control freaks in their own words. And they believe allowing you to live your own life and make your own decisions gets in the way of their great destiny to merge with AI gods. Now, we're fighting them hard in cyberspace. We're fighting them hard right here in the third dimension. But one of the biggest places that we neglect to forget that we've really got a lot of control in our lives is our bodies. If I wasn't taking the highest quality supplements from InfoWarsLife.com, I couldn't do it. That's why we decided to take our original Secret 12 that was incredibly high quality metal gabalamin and double the strength of it in a new formula, Ultra 12. Ultra 12 is undoubtedly the strongest, highest quality B12 over the counter that you're going to find anywhere. It is amazing. Experience pure methylcobalamin B12 for yourself and fund the second American revolution against the tyrants at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Viewers and listeners, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. And we're under unprecedented evil attacks, as you've seen. But I wanted to take just a minute out here from the bottom of my heart to tell you how much it means to me that when you saw all those lies against us last week, the worst things you can say about people, that you knew they were liars. You went and looked it up and found out the truth. And so I feel very strong, and I feel God's hand on my shoulder, and I feel your love in my heart. And I want you to know that love is right back at you. And I want to thank you for all you've done with your word of mouth and your prayers and your financial support, because I'm committed to fight to the end, but I want to win. And without you, I'm going to be destroyed, and it's not going to be fun. But that's not what's important. The enemy could win. We're a key chess piece in this fight. We're being used by God. You're being used by God. This is providence. So I salute you, and I thank you for all you've done from the bottom of my heart.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world. You're listening to The David Knight Show. In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're going to continue to take a look at what Mark Levin, the case he made for World War III. These people are absolutely insane. But I want to read for you what President Trump tweeted out as the show began. He said, the collusion thing. He says, on Monday, they shot down an unmanned drone flying in international waters. We were cocked and loaded to retaliate last night on three different sites when I asked, how many will die? 150 people, sir, was the answer from a general. 10 minutes before the strike, I stopped it. And he said, not proportionate to shooting down an unmanned drone. I am in no hurry. Our military is rebuilt, new, and ready to go, by far the best in the world. Sanctions are biting. Yeah, they bite all right. Bite for both of us, quite frankly. And more added last night. Iran can never have nuclear weapons, not against the USA, not against the world. And then he repeats talking about President Trump's deal with Iran. President Obama said President Obama made a desperate, terrible deal with Iran, gave them $150 billion plus $1.8 billion in cash. Iran was in big trouble. He bailed them out, gave them a free path to nuclear weapons, and soon, instead of saying thank you, Iran yelled. And yelled death to America. I terminated the deal, which was not even ratified by Congress, imposed strong sanctions. They are a much weakened nation today than at the beginning of my presidency when they were causing major problems throughout the Middle East. Now they are bust. So that's President Trump talking about what happened in the last couple of days, saying that he had authorized an attack, but then asked how many people would be killed, and his advisors told him 150 people. I'm sure they were lying to him about that as well. Sure would have been a lot more people than that. And he said, that's not proportionate to what happened. They shot down an unmanned plane. And so he said, for that reason, he called it back. And I'm glad that he did. I'm glad that a cooler head prevailed. But as Colonel McGregor, talking to Tucker Carlson, said, President Trump needs to get control of these warmongering maniacs that he's put in charge here. And not just stop one particular attack, but stop the continuing escalation that is going on there. Yes, we've criticized from the very beginning what Obama did. He should never have entered into that deal. He should never have given them all that money. And the fact that he flies a plane over there, a plane full of foreign currency, why did he do that? Well, because it was technically against the law to give them any money, right? There was a law against doing that. So Obama, since he couldn't get any banks to, or couldn't get any cash legally, you know, that's how they wiggle around the letter of law. Well, I can't give them American dollars, but that doesn't say that I can't give them euros or pesos or pounds. And so he filled a plane with foreign currency, pretending that he wasn't violating the law, pretending that he wasn't giving them money. It was a payoff for the people that had been held hostage there. Nothing other than that. Yes, it was a bad deal. It never was a ratified treaty, people who were opposed to it at the time said, if you do this with executive order, the next president who comes in, who will be a Republican, most likely, the next president who comes in will just undo that deal. And that's exactly what President Trump did. Same way that he did the Paris Climate Accord. That was self-ratified by John Kerry and Barack Obama in the same way they did that agreement with Iran. And neither of those agreements were done legally. None of them had any effective legal force. As a matter of fact, Obama should have been impeached for putting a plane, giving them a plane load of foreign currency. I mean, how did they? It's just absolutely amazing what they get away with. Stay with us. We're going to take a look at what the rest of what Mark Levin had to say when we return. Stay with us.
It's not only that you have a unique voice in the public arena, in the public square. The other thing that's unique about InfoWars is it is the only network of this reach that is not backed by a corporate donor or corporate sugar daddy, that's not backed by some billionaire, that's not being funded by a secret foreign government. It is completely independent of all that. It is an old school American 1776 style experiment in the expression of the freedom of press and freedom of speech that, in fact, the founders were so concerned with at the beginning of the country, they actually tried to support and subsidize organizations just like this because this was the kind of press they wanted. And then ultimately, we now live in an era where they've mostly been co-opted by big corporations or billionaire sugar daddies who have been able to control and manipulate what news and views the person's allowed to have or express or hear. And the InfoWars audience has broken through that. They are the bridge from the founding to the modern age, ultimate American democracy and freedom. And that's why there's been an unprecedented onslaught of deplatforming, defamation, lawfare, and libel targeting you.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're just, before we went to commercial break and had the news at the top of the hour, many of our radio stations that carry us, we were playing for you Mark Levin's comments, pushing war, pushing Iran as the source of all evil. And look, I'm not defending Syria. I'm not defending Iran. I'm not defending Saudi Arabia, Israel, or the American government, any of these governments. Look, no, they've all got their issues. And when Mark Levin talks about connections between Hezbollah and Iran, oh, let's not talk about the connections between the Mujahideen and Al-Qaeda and ISIS and the American government in all of those cases. You know, look at John McCain. You ever have Mark Levin ever talk about John McCain and how he supported ISIS, getting his picture taken with ISIS? He did selfies with ISIS. He helped to supply ISIS. Why? Because, you know, oh, well, ISIS is better than Assad. Really? Are they? We've seen a history of this type of thing in Libya. How did that work out for us in Libya? Was Gaddafi a good guy? Absolutely not. Had he attacked anybody in decades? Absolutely not. And yet now what do we have? We now have the a marketplace for international terrorism right there. That's where you go to get your weapons. We now have slave auctions. They are literally have started up the slave auctions, auctioning off people from sub-Saharan Africa, trying to go north into Europe. They get caught by these people, these roving bands of thugs that have now become the anarchy of Libya after our failed policy there. These people get captured and they are auctioned off just like they have been, you know, hundreds of years ago. That's the aftermath of that failed policy. See, I agree with the founders of this country. People like John Adams, who said we don't go abroad seeking monsters to destroy. There is an endless supply of monsters abroad that we could go destroy. Again, you know, yeah, you could go after Assad and you might get a better monster than Assad in that place, or you might get a worse monster than Assad in his place. You might destroy Iran and you might get a better or worse monster there, or Iraq or Afghanistan, or you could just stay in all of these different places forever, forever, until the American empire collapses, just like all the other empires that decided that they would occupy countries forever collapse. And we don't even have a policy here in this country where any of the money from the occupation comes back to help us. I mean, we're doing this gratis. It's just for the corporations that get the money. I guess maybe you could draw parallels going back to the East India Company or whatever. I guess maybe in the British Empire it was corporations that were getting most of the money there as well. Let's go back to Mark Levin as he's telling us why we must destroy Iran at all costs. Here's Mark Levin.
Americans, most of whom were Marines. That was Iran. Iran was behind that. Stop apologizing for Iran. What I hear tonight and what I'm hearing throughout the day is a bunch of people who are embracing Jimmy Carter's foreign policy of appeasement, of distraction, of excuses, of spin. You can embrace Jimmy Carter's foreign policy, a wild
failure, or
you can embrace Ronald
George
Reagan's
Washington's
foreign policy, a wild success. I'm also hearing, maybe it's coming from Iran or China or Russia or North Korea, a concerted now, a clear campaign against John Bolton. John Bolton hasn't done anything.
Poor
He's
John
a national
Bolton.
Security advisor. He advises the President of the United States. I'm sure China and Russia and North Korea and Iran love it when they hear hosts and others trashing John
Pause
Bolton.
Pause that right there.
Yes, that's right. If you're against John Bolton, you're a Russian. You're an Iranian. You're an appeaser.
Right? I guess George Washington, who said we want to avoid foreign entanglements, John Adams, who said we don't destroy monsters abroad, they were all just Jimmy Carter appeasers, according to Mark Levin. Let's go back and listen to this guy. It's hard to listen to him. He's so grating. That's why he's called the Great One. I didn't realize I spelled it G-R-E-A-T. I always thought it was G-R-A-T-E. Let's go back to Mark Levin.
Bolton, part of a massive propaganda effort. The President of the United States is a strong leader. He's commander-in-chief. He'll listen to advice from many people. He'll make the decision. But these attacks on Bolton, including leaks coming out of the White House on Bolton, are a disgrace, absolute disgrace.
Pause it there a second. You know, Mark, have you ever heard President Trump talk about John Bolton? Yeah, President Trump has criticized John Bolton publicly. Oh, don't explain that to Mark Levin. You want to talk about what happened in the Marine barracks? He's going to come back here in just a minute, and he's going to say, we need the policy of Ronald Reagan. Well, you know, the policy of Ronald Reagan, when the Marine barracks got bombed there in Lebanon, he said, why are we involving ourselves in this policy? Ronald Reagan embraced the policy of George Washington. Say, we don't need these foreign entanglements. These people are crazy. Let's pull the people on. That was Reagan's policy. He pulled the Marines out. He said, we don't need to be here. The policy of people like John McCain, going back to when he was a young senator, back to the Afghanistan war when the Russians were the ones who foolishly got caught into that situation. We were on the side of the Mujahideen. And you had John McCain going to fundraising parties for Republican women. And he would have a couple of Mujahideen terrorists with him. And he would talk about adopting a Muj. That was the way that he would sell these people. He was on the side of the Mujahideen from that point on. These people morphed into the Taliban. They morphed into Al-Qaeda. They morphed into ISIS, and there at the very end, John McCain was posing with pictures with them as he made sure they got their weapons and their money and their supplies, and we gave them the intelligence. We did everything on their behalf, and that was our policy in joining with Al-Qaeda. So if you want to talk about Iran and Hezbollah, just talk about America and Al-Qaeda, how useful they have been to us. 9/11 and everything else have been our useful excuses for doing anything that we want to the American people. Let's go back to Mark Levin.
You know, it's not about that. Mark, you and I have discussed this at length. And you were chief of staff under a great attorney general. You worked in the Reagan administration, a man by the name of Ed Meese.
Wait a minute. Hold it right there. I'm sorry. I cannot take somebody calling Ed Meese a great... Ed Meese pushed mandatory minimums that have locked up more Americans than any other country in history. And I'm not talking about a higher percentage. I'm talking about absolute numbers. Under that great attorney general, we locked up more people than communist China did. And then he also instituted the lie, the legal fiction. I guess maybe Mark Levin, as a lawyer, helped to put that through. The legal fiction of civil asset forfeiture. Saying, if we just think, I have a suspicion. I just have this feeling that you've got drugs somehow. I don't have to prove it. I don't have to charge you with anything even. I just confiscate your car or your house or your cash or whatever, your plane. I just take it. And because I say that this is civil and not criminal, then that legal fiction means that you have no presumption of innocence. I don't have to charge you with a crime. I don't have to find you guilty. And if you want to get your property back, you got to sue me in court. That wonderful attorney general, Ed Meese, and his assistant, Mark Levin, who wants to lecture you about freedom? Come on. Are you seriously buying his book out there? I mean, this whole interview started with this long, slathering apology from suck up by Sean Hannity and Mark Levin. You got the number one selling book. Maybe he does. I tell you what, if conservatives are buying Mark Levin's spin on the Constitution, we really are in trouble. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Briefly, folks, please do not forget, this is the Maximum Alert. We wouldn't be here without you. I thank you for your support and your help. We're going to be steadfast in this fight, but we need financial support, and we're going to put up more prominent donate buttons at InfoWarsStore.com. If you want to just give us straight donations, there's a P.O. box. If you want to mail us a check, we will put it into the fight against these globalists. We need money to fight back and to let them know we're taking action and to defend ourselves. InfoWarsStore.com is the main page. We have a huge sale going. Save InfoWars, super special, emergency special, 50% off. All InfoWars best-selling live products, all of them, 50% off. That Super Male Vitality, Survival Shield X2, now back in stock. Rainforce Plus, Turbo Force, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, so many more. Stock up on the toothpaste, the coffee. Sign up for AutoShip, get an additional 10% off. And I forgot, double Patriot points. Instead of 5% off on future orders, you get 10% off. And again, cancel AutoShip anytime for free. We need the funding. Thank you for your support. We're getting a lot of support right now, but we need a lot to go into this dark night. We're not going to back down.
What you have witnessed is the biggest development in free speech in the Western world's history. This is a digital, AI-enforced gag order not to say the name Alex Jones or InfoWars.com. This is Nazi Germany level. This is racketeering. This is cartels. Mr. President, we need your help. We need it now. You can take on big tech. They saw InfoWars as a dominant, independent, anti-war, pro-human, pro-sovereign, pro-family, populist organization. So they thought, first they come for Alex Jones. Then when people say, okay, take him off the air, everyone else like dominoes would fall. The way to fight back is to support InfoWars now more than ever and make it a standard of freedom and free speech. Understand that they believe they can take us down, they'll take everybody else down.
I just want listeners to understand, money is what allows us to beat this and stand against this. And we're seeing a lot of orders right now with the Save InfoWars 50% off, but we make only like $5, $10 on higher marked up stuff. We're making like $2 on the toothpaste at that price, and we're moving a ton of it, okay? But you move a couple $100,000 or something, and you get $20,000. That doesn't pay for all the infrastructure, the bandwidth, the lawyers, the crew. So we need to sell millions and millions and millions of dollars of product. I want to expand, not contract. And for 6 months, we've not just been able to stand still. The enemy's been winning, and I have labored and labored and labored and labored on this. I like to be expanding. I like to be winning. I like to be fighting, and we are winning the info war. That's why we're so hated, but we need to be retreaded. We need to be tuned up. We need to be fixed up. We never have time to get into dry dock. We got a lot of holes shot at us, and the enemy wants to silence us. Then they're really going to plant child porn on us. Then they're going to kill me or you or anybody else. I mean, the Democrats now are going into a full revolutionary fervor funded by foreign banks and the Chi-Com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Yeah, we had not only the New York Times yesterday, but Wall Street Journal reporting that President Trump had pulled back military forces that had already taken off just 10 minutes before they were to strike. President Trump verified that today, but of course we had New York Times, Wall Street Journal reporting that yesterday. Jim LaPorta of Newsweek tweeted out yesterday, said, I've been sitting on this information for 6 hours, and I can confirm this reporting. So we had multiple sources confirming that. Pentagon officials said, yes, we had done that. Now President Trump confirmed that himself this morning, saying that they had targeted three different sites. When I asked how many would die, a general told him 150, and he said that was 10 minutes before. He said, I stopped it. Nobody had died in the drone strike. He didn't want to escalate that. Very wise, and we're very grateful that President Trump did that, and we hope that he is listening to the cooler heads. We've been listening to some of the hotter heads right now. We heard Mark Levin. I want to finish up with what Sean Hannity had to say in response to Mark Levin. Let's finish up that clip, and then we'll tell you what Lindsey Graham and Senator Rand Paul are saying as well.
And the point here that I'm making is peace through strength is our only option, but you and I have both watched now. Wars started, then politicized, and then we say, never mind. I personally would like to see the next generation of sophisticated technology and weaponry where we don't have to send kids there to fight and to do what's necessary from here.
Let me tell everybody a little secret. It's a very big world, and there are very many evil genocidal maniacs out there. From the head of Red China to the head of Russia to the head of North Korea to the head of Iran, and I just got started. We're not the problem. We're not the ones who instigate wars. And I'm sick and tired of hearing people on cable TV, in other words, suggest that the President of the United States is provoking anything. We're not provoking a damn thing. In fact, we never provoke anything. You know why we went into Afghanistan? Because that's where 9/11 was hatched.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't in the Pentagon. No, nothing like that. It's organic, totally organic. All right, let's take a look at what Rand Paul had to say. Rand Paul says it is a mistake to keep ramping this up, and that's exactly what the Pentagon is doing to President Trump. They are ramping it up step by step. Each step we get closer and closer. Here's Rand Paul.
You know, I'm for less troops in the Middle East. I think it's a mistake to keep ramping things up. One of the things I liked about President Trump is that he said the Iraq war was a mistake. I think an Iran war would be even a bigger mistake than the Iraq war. We lost over 4,000 soldiers over there. I don't think we need to get involved in another war. Iran is really not someone that we depend on for oil. The Middle East, in fact, we don't depend on for oil anymore. And so, no, I think it'd be a mistake to get involved in another shooting war.
But Lindsey Graham does not. As a matter of fact, Lindsey Graham says all bets are off now. Yeah, we got our incident. We got our Gulf of Tonkin incident. Let's go on. He said, shooting down the U.S. drone in international waters, 20 miles off the coast of Iran again. We have Catalina Island is 26 miles off the coast of California. But, you know, hey, it's international waters, according to them. And I didn't look this up. Again, I don't know if it's 100 or 200 miles that we claim as the limit off the of international waters for us. You know, we claim that we have territory out, you know, 100 or 200 miles into the ocean. But, hey, they don't get 20 miles because, you know, we're exceptional. Lindsey Graham says that would be a provocative act toward the United States and Israel. And Israel. And all bets are off, he said, and put in place military capability to go after their naval forces and their refineries, because their refineries are the economic backbone of the murderous regime. And do not be intimidated by provocative acts to get to the negotiating table. There you go. Just destroy everything. Let's, why don't we just nuke the entire Strait of Hormuz, make sure that we can shut down all oil and gas going anywhere, you know, because if you understand what's going on in Syria, you understand that it's really about the pipeline, don't you? I've talked about this before. The U.S. wants to block the pipeline that Russia is running to Europe through Syria. They want to run their own pipeline coming from the UAE and other places. They want to run a pipeline through Syria, and they want to stop Russia from selling natural gas into Europe. That's what it's all about, folks. All this regime change stuff. That and a bigger budget for the military. And so, you know, we got to destroy their navy, destroy their refineries. Maybe we can destroy the Strait of Hormuz at the same time. That would be a great deal. Yeah, they'd love that. Global depression and World War III all at the same time. We have Mitch McConnell saying that we need a measured response. Top administration officials and lawmakers have left the White House after a classified briefing lasting over an hour about Iran's sudden downturning. This is yesterday. And Mitch McConnell saying that we want to have a measured U.S. response. Very troubling is the fact that we have CIA Director Gina Haspel and these people who are part of the Pentagon. When President Trump says, we're going to bring troops home from Afghanistan and Syria, they say, no, we're not. No, we're not. We're not going to do that. They flat out disobeyed him on transgenders in the military as well. It doesn't matter what the issue is, big or small. They feel like they don't have to obey the commander in chief. And you got Gina Haspel, who was part of the deception that got us into the Iraq War. Producing the lies about weapons of mass destruction. They were products of her torture, of the torture that was done that she was presiding over. And then she destroyed the videos of that torture as well. And people realized that this was the product of torture. They said, we've been lied to. And we were lied to. Not just the people in the administration, but the American people, the British people, people all over the world were lied to get us into that Iraq war. That's why you had, I forget it was Tucker Carlson or if it was Colonel McGregor, one of them said that war destroyed LBJ's presidency. It destroyed, ultimately, W's presidency when we realized that it was predicated on a lie. But the chief liar in that whole event is now the CIA director for President Trump. I find that to be very troubling. At the same time, we see that it's reported that Iran goes for maximum counterpressure. You know, hopefully, I guess, according to Levin and Graham, if they keep provoking, they can get a response, a direct response. So far, again, we've heard from the Iranians before President Trump spoke. They said, well, we had in our sights a plane, but we knew that that had people in it. So we did not shoot that. We shot the unarmed drone. President Trump, after he had been talked into the strike, recalled the planes 10 minutes before it actually happened, saying, you know, I was told that 150 people had died, so we pulled it back. Hopefully cooler heads will prevail. But, of course, we are not going to have cooler heads if we listen to Lindsey Graham. Again, Lindsey Graham is saying we are headed to a conflict in the next 10 days. My red line, if there's any more disruption of shipping in the Strait of Hormuz that's linked to Iran, take out their Navy, bomb their refineries. If there's any more interest, any more attacks on American interests. American interests. That's what you call a spy drone operating 20 miles off their coast. American interests. Go after Iran. Make them feel pain. Of course, we won't feel any pain, right? We'll be right back.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality, organic, and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
InfoWar, the most banned network in the world.
Tom in Texas, police officer on the border, talks about MS-13 and more. Thanks for calling, Tom.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. Just want to thank you for your products. I have the InfoWars decals on the outside of my cell phone case, my truck, sport the shirts, all the equipment. I find it's the best way to get your word out.
God bless you, brother.
And I have 3 or 4 InfoWars bumper stickers in my glove box right now I hand out if I get to talking to somebody just to help spread that word.
You're our only hope, brother. I'm telling you, you're more important than I am. It's people like you on the ground, as you know, that's boots on the ground. All of our best sellers, Alpha Power, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, BioTrue Selenium, X2, Brain Force Plus, Supernova Vitality, DNA Force Plus, Super Blue products, toothpaste, fortified with little silver iodine, silver bullet, colloidal silver, real red pill plus. It goes on and on and on. Check it all out and know funding us will change the world. All of it. We're coming through the storm thanks to you.
InfoWarsStore.com is how you support us. And it's not like we're selling stuff you don't need, you don't want. The air in the average American home is filled with toxins that put it on par with a major city. There's some of the most polluted areas on earth are major cities. How can I solve that problem? So we have air filters at InfoWarsStore.com. The Alexa Pure Breeze, which is right now $50 off. The Alexa Pure Breeze groundbreaking ion cluster air filter technology. And we've got a limited quantity of these left right now. We're basically selling these at cost because there was a big overhaul. Go ahead and read the hundreds of 5-star reviews for yourself. I've got 2 in my home. You will notice the difference, ladies and gentlemen, with the Alexa Pure Breeze in your house. Don't live in a polluted major city in your home. Have clean air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
I want to salute and commend every man, woman, and child that has supported this broadcast over the years and that has stood with us. And I want to thank all of our sponsors and all of our affiliates. But I'll tell you like it is. You've seen the unmitigated attack we've been under. You're our only sponsors. And when you don't buy the products, they're absolutely the best out there. We aren't able to continue on. So remember, you are the InfoWar. I'm not the leader. You are the leader. When you take action, nothing stops you. We've got giant specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com that are unprecedented. And if you go there and buy great products that you already need from across the board, it funds the second American Revolution worldwide. So I want to thank you for your support, and I want to encourage you again. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. For whatever the product is you need, we have thousands of them, and it makes this all possible. Thank you for making InfoWars possible. God bless you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. And I just have to ask the question. Why are we planning to invade Iran when we have an invasion of our own border and we can't or won't do anything about it? And it's not Iran that's invading us. But of course, you know, if you want to jump in on some of Mark Levin's Hezbollah conspiracy theories... What's to stop Hezbollah from coming across the border, Mark? We can't use our military to defend our border. We're not doing it. Yes, we can do it. We can do it. President Trump can do it. He's got judges and he's got Pentagon officials who don't want to do it. And they're telling him he doesn't have the power to do it. He does have the power to do it. He is the commander in chief of the Pentagon. He is tasked, he has as his duty, defending the American borders, not making sure that we have a good government that is friendly to us in Iran. And again, I just look at the results of our foreign policy in Iraq, in Afghanistan, places, or Syria, for example. Places that were under the control of our allies, you know, the rebels in Syria and so forth, or the people in Iraq. What has happened in the places where we have come in? Did they somehow get democracy? Did they create a Christian republic or anything like that? No, they purged Christianity out. Christianity had existed in these places since the time of Christ. There's a very small presence, but that's now been eradicated while the U.S. government was there. As a matter of fact, years ago, I had a friend in the Pentagon, and then he retired, and he wanted to get involved in a contract proposal that involved doing something in Afghanistan. And he asked me if I wanted to do something with a website, and I said, I'm not really a website guy, but I know somebody who is, and I wanted to see if the other guy wanted to try to bid on it. And the guy got back to me, and he said, I'm not doing anything in Afghanistan. Not for the American military. You know, they just prohibited any expression of Christian religion to the American military in Afghanistan. He says, I'm not doing anything for the American government operating in Afghanistan when they're shutting down Christianity, not just in the country itself, but even in the American military. That's what we have done. Are we making these places any better? No, we're making them far worse. As a matter of fact, after these areas were liberated from our ISIS allies in Syria, you had Christians, the few remaining, celebrating Easter for the first time in 5 or 6 years. That's the result. Isn't that a commentary on our policy? How we are doing regime change? How we're doing nation building? What kind of nations are we building when anything that resembles our society as it used to be is completely eradicated? No democracy, no republic, no self-governance, no Christian religion allowed. That's what we establish when we go into these places with regime change. And so when we look at the border, yeah, I understand this is a big problem for President Trump. That was a key issue that he campaigned on. And yes, the Democrats are even worse on this issue. And yes, the Democrats are insane. They're communists. They're Marxists. It's like booty gay. You know, imagine how, think of the gayest thing you can think of. He said, I'm gayer than that. You know, well, I would just say this. Think of the most Marxist thing you can think of. He's more Marxist than that. That's really where this guy's coming from. What makes him so dangerous, especially. So when we look at this type of thing, yeah, those people are crazy. They're Marxists. They openly embrace it. They want to eradicate Christianity just like the Islamists do, the LGBT, the Democrats. They want to murder babies full term. I mean, just go down the list. These people are absolutely insane. And yet, if President Trump alienates people who just look at this and say, well, it really doesn't matter who you vote for, the establishment is going to do what they want to do. What difference does it make if President Trump is there? Because he can't act as commander in chief. You have judges who have usurped authority. They won't do what the president has to say. So what difference does it make who becomes president? Well, that can be very dangerous. I'm not fully there yet, but I can see their point. I can see their point. And if you have enough people who just opt out, that means you don't get reelected President Trump. Even if you have a situation, you know, like George H.W. Bush, read my lips, no new taxes. Well, you know, the Democrats are going to raise taxes even higher. But the fact that he gave us at that point in time the biggest tax increase we had ever seen. And now under President Trump, who said, build the wall, we have now seen the biggest collapse of our border. That's a big issue. When you look at what's happening at the border, as MRCTV.org points out, the border crisis emergency funding bill, it's all going to humanitarian aid. There's absolutely no border security. $2.8 billion to Health and Human Services to give money to refugees and to assist them to enter. $1.2 billion to Customs and Border Patrol and Immigration Enforcement, ICE, to transport migrants, to care for migrants. $140 million to various military branches, but only to be used to assist families and minors, not to stop people from coming into the country. And $155 million to U.S. Marshals for prisoners and to transport them. $65 million to hire additional immigration judges. We got to lawyer up. Lawyer up. See, this is why you have to have a wall. Because once people come in, this out-of-control judiciary gets them into the system and keeps them here. $30 million to FEMA for food and shelter programs. Nothing. Nothing to protect the border. All this talk about, oh, we're going to deport millions of people. Next week, any time now, we're going to deport millions of people. Everybody, you know, depending on which side of the political aisle you're on, whether you support the Republicans or Democrats, that is either astounding hyperbole or an outright lie. I'm leaning toward the outright lie, quite frankly, even though I'm Republican. It's just a bold-faced lie. It is so far removed from the truth and from anything that is even remotely possible. To me, that just underscores and undermines his saying that he wants to do anything about the border, but it also underscores his inability to do anything and how deceptive this has all been. Why is this happening, by the way? Why do we still have DACA? You know, DACA was not a law. As Roy Moore, who just jumped in the race again, said, there is no such thing as a dreamer. Have you heard anybody else in Washington say that? Maybe that's why they're so upset about him running. Because he exposes their lies. He said, Roy Moore said, there's no such thing as a dreamer. The Dream Act never passed. They tried to pass it several times. They still have not passed the Dream Act. So there is no such thing as a dreamer. DACA was an executive order created by Janet Napolitano at Homeland Security under Obama. It's not even a presidential executive order. It was just the DHS secretary saying, I'm not going to enforce the law. Seriously? She's not going to enforce the law? And President Trump hasn't had any Homeland Security secretaries who want to enforce the law either? President Trump doesn't want to. Why is that? It's not just judges saying, oh, you can't enforce the law. I mean, think about that. That should be a no-brainer. And again, President Trump needs to, the best thing President Trump could do to defend this country, probably even more important than defending our border, is to defend us against the judiciary. We had Andrew Jackson say to the Supreme Court, well, you made your decision, let's see them enforce it. That's what President Trump should say to somebody who says, Obama's executive order can't be overturned by you. Obama didn't need a reason to say that he wasn't going to enforce a law. President Trump doesn't need a reason to say that he can enforce a law, but we got a judge saying, you can't enforce the law. That's how absurd this whole situation has come. But there is politics behind this. There really is. They want to pretend that they're going to do something great for these DACA people, these dreamers, says President. Oh, they're good guys and girls, and we got to give them free education and so forth. The Trump team is angling for the Hispanic vote. It's just pure politics. Politics has overridden principle. They're hoping that even though they lost 2/3 of the Hispanic vote in Florida, that they can get that this time around because they're going to suck up to illegal aliens. But you know what? The people in Florida, a lot of them are Cuban. They understand what this situation is. They understand these are people who are criminally trespassing in their home. You call the police when that happens, said one Cuban mayor. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I just want listeners to understand, money is what allows us to beat this and stand against this. And we're seeing a lot of orders right now with the Save InfoWars 50% off, but we make only like $5, $10 on higher marked up stuff. We're making like $2 on the toothpaste at that price. And we're moving a ton of it, okay? But you move a couple $100,000 or something and you get $20,000. That doesn't pay for all the infrastructure, the bandwidth, the lawyers, the crew. So we need to sell millions and millions and millions of dollars of product. I want to expand, not contract. And for 6 months, we've not just been able to stand still. battle. The enemy's been winning. And I have labored and labored and labored and labored on this. I like to be expanding. I like to be winning. I like to be fighting. And we are winning the info war. That's why we're so hated. But we need to be retreaded. We need to be tuned up. We need to be fixed up. We never have time to get into dry dock. We got a lot of holes shot at us. And the enemy wants to silence us. Then they're really going to plant child porn on us. Then they're going to kill me or you or anybody else. I mean, the Democrats now are going into a full revolutionary fervor funded by foreign banks and the Chi-Coms. So go to InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Briefly, folks, please do not forget, this is the Maximum Alert. We wouldn't be here without you. I thank you for your support and your help. We're going to be steadfast in this fight, but we need financial support, and we're going to put up more prominent donate buttons at InfoWarsStore.com. If you want to just give us straight donations, there's a P.O. box. If you want to mail us a check, we will put it into the fight against these globalists. We need money to fight back and to let them know we're taking action and to defend ourselves. InfoWarsStore.com is the main page. We have a huge sale going. Save InfoWars, super special, emergency special, 50% off. All InfoWars best-selling live products, all of them, 50% off. That's Super Male Vitality, Survival Shield X2, now back in stock. Rainforce Plus, Turbo Force, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, so many more. Stock up on the toothpaste, the coffee. Sign up for AutoShip and an additional 10% off. And I forgot, double Patriot points. Instead of 5% off on future orders, you get 10% off. And again, cancel AutoShip anytime for free. We need the funding. Thank you for your support. We're getting a lot of support right now, but we need a lot to go into this dark night. We're not going to back down. I want to be very, very clear with everybody about all of this. We're going into the season of war, and they have been inches from shutting down the final bank accounts we have due to their criminal activity and their digital fraud. And we need to know that we've got capital to go 6 months, a year. We need to end here. We need to be provisioned, and you've got my total commitment that I am going to rampage forward against the enemy fearlessly. I'm loving every minute of this because I know I'm getting under their skin. I'm bloodying them up politically. I'm banging heads with them, and they can't help but attack back with lies, and that just brings more people here. So I'm in one hell of a fight, and so are you, and I need war bonds, I need gas, I need ammo politically now. But literally, if you flood us with money, and if you flood us with product purchases, and if you flood us with your word of mouth, you're unstoppable, we're unstoppable together. I want to send a strong message to the enemy. I want to raise a couple $1 million right now to let the enemy know that their attacks are failing, and that you will stand with us, and I will never back down. You have my commitment. This only gives me more energy and more understanding of what we're facing and that we were right about this.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Politicians say more taxes will solve everything.
And the band played on.
Yeah, when we look at candidate Trump, he talked about defending the borders. He talked about stopping endless, useless, unwinnable wars. Talked about improving the economy, and the election is going to hinge on the economy. It is the economy, stupid. All of those things are now looking kind of iffy with President Trump. But, of course, you know, Mark Levin, who always opposed candidate Trump when he said, I want to protect the borders, I want to stop these endless, useless, unwinnable wars. Now he is all behind President Trump and egging him on to more useless, unwinnable wars, to doing nothing about the border, to not fulfilling his campaign promises. And quite frankly, if it's the economy and you start a war with Iran and take the advice of Lindsey Graham and Mark Levin, President Trump, you are going to destroy not only our economy, but most likely the world's economy and start a world war. It's going to cost you the election. But yeah, all these people who as newfound friends, people like Lindsey Graham, people like Mark Levin, they're very excited about this. As we see the Trump administration freeing 3,500 illegal aliens in the U.S. in just 1 week. We've had 208,000 released in 6 months, but of course he's going to make that all better. He's going to get rid of 7 million next week. As fast as they come in. Maybe they're coming in. Really, it's 7 million a week. I don't know. 1,500 caravan members had U.S. criminal convictions. Maybe some of them were Hezbollah. Would you care then, Levin? Would you want to divert some military resources to protect our border for a change? Maybe those 10,000 people he sent over to try to create friction and conflict with Iran, maybe they could be put to the border. Yeah, just keep people from coming across. It's absolutely insane. There are some good moves that are happening, and let me show you that this particular case right here, reported by USA Today, Donald Trump and his team threatened to lay off employees if Congress doesn't eliminate an agency. That's exactly the way this ought to be done. This is kind of hardball they need to play to shut down the bureaucracy. They're doing it with the Office of Personnel Management. Only 150 employees. The Trump administration is threatening to furlough or to lay off 150 employees of the Office of Personnel Management if Congress doesn't agree to eliminate the federal agency or to find a new way to pay for the positions. Now, I don't know exactly what's behind this agency. But that type of thing, they said it's a gambit. A political gambit to give the White House control of a merit-based civil service system. In other words, eternal employment. As Ronald Reagan said, the closest thing we have to eternal life on this, on the earth is the federal bureaucracy. So maybe this is a way to get rid of that. They need to play hardball like that. They need to think outside of the box. The president looked like he was going to do something by declaring an emergency at the border. Talking about how he had the power to do that, and he does have the power to do that, but he didn't follow through on it. And I hope he doesn't buy into this Iran war as a distraction, because it will not only distract people, but it's going to destroy the economy, and that will cost him the election. I really don't think things are going to be solved in Washington. I've said this many times. I've said that I think that the solution to our problems, I'm going to give you an example now in New York and in Oregon. The solution to our problems are going to be found at the local level, not necessarily even at the state level. In both New York and Oregon, we have people fighting the state government when they're doing the wrong thing. And we have seen how people in two-thirds of the states have fought the federal government on this unconstitutional UN war on drugs with medical marijuana, marijuana listed as a Schedule I drug by the United Nations in 1961. Richard Nixon enacted all those four schedules of the drugs put into those four schedules 10 years later, 1971, called it the War on Drugs. It was a UN agenda that he put in. And they put marijuana in as a Schedule I drug. Schedule I drugs, they say, have no medical use, but we've now had two-thirds of the states recognize the proven fact that it does have a medical use. That was a lie. And this UN federal war of drugs, and just one of these drugs, has been nullified by the states. And so now what do we do at the state level when they get out of control? We talked about this yesterday briefly. This green light bill that the New York state legislature and the governor signed into to pass this week. The green light gives a green light to people who are illegal aliens. They say, well, these people are illegal aliens, but they really are concerned that they don't have a proper government-issued driver's license to go to work every day. Yeah, I'm sure that's a problem for them, right? No, the business interest there said that this is essential to push amnesty and to make these people voters. They're going to make this in effect by December. These people who came across the border didn't care about any paperwork. Didn't need no badges, no licenses, no nothing. They're not concerned about having a driver's license. That's the concern of the Chamber of Commerce and the Democrats. And so we have a pushback by voters who are very upset about that in upstate New York. And we also have a pushback, as I mentioned yesterday, many county clerks. And they're saying they're ready to go to jail. One of them, from Rensselaer County. The clerk said, I go back to the Constitution. You're not supposed to help or aid anybody if they're here illegally, especially if we know that. And quite frankly, What we're talking about here is the governor of New York, Governor Cuomo, and the legislature are involved in obstruction of justice. That's what all this sanctuary city, sanctuary state stuff is. It is an obstruction of justice. It is aiding and abetting people to commit a crime. And it is criminal conspiracy. If they were individuals and then you had the FBI or some agency coming out, they would stack up all those charges against these people. All of them are true in this particular case. And as a matter of fact, this guy, the county clerk in Rensselaer County, said his wife is a naturalized citizen and he's not anti-immigrant. He is anti-illegal immigrant. Chautauqua County Clerk Larry Barmore completely rejected the bill. He said, I don't mind sitting in jail for a few days, he told the news. He sent a letter to the media saying he will not allow DMV offices to change the way that we issue driver's licenses. He also said threats from an individual or a bureaucracy are the least of my worries. Niagara County Clerk said that Cuomo's bill is silly. He's against it. He'll fight the bill's principles both tooth and nail. And so we have a rebellion in New York against this. And, of course, they also passed a far-reaching climate bill. What is that going to do to the state finances in New York? You know, as a state, they've got some real problems with their lavish pension plans, just like California does. For them to stay solvent, and they're not in that great a financial shape as it starts, because they are ranked 41st out of 50 states in terms of financial solvency. When you talk about their lavish pension plans that they've set up for state employees, teachers, cops, so forth, they have to have a rate of return of 7% to stay in business. Hey, are you getting 7% on your investments? Not me. You got to get into some kind of risky stuff, risky business, if you want to get a 7% yield. And if they get into risky stuff, they risk losing the capital of the pension plan as well. I would like to know what they're investing in, because I can't get 7%. The technology, they said, required to transition our economy to essentially carbon-free is simply non-existent in many respects, said the state director of the National Federation of Independent Business. He said electric or battery-powered alternatives for agricultural, construction, manufacturing equipment are not widely available in the market, and any alternatives that do exist are wildly more expensive. Do you understand that? You know, you got a farm, you got a factory, something. You can't afford to go to non-fossil fuel alternatives. They're not there. See, these are legislators in New York who just are going to mandate things for which there's no technology. They're not engineers. They're just going to wish it into existence. They point out New Yorkers already pay among the highest costs in the nation for energy. Increasing those costs will add another burden, particularly for small businesses. But it's not just businesses. It's the individual homes. They are going to have, whether it's a building, a workplace, a business, or if it is a home, you're going to have to get rid of any natural gas or home heating oil. You're going to have to replace it with something that is all electric appliances. So if you're heating your home with heating oil in New York, that's going to be barred in just a couple of years. You're going to have to buy all new appliances. They estimate on an average it's going to be $6,000 per household that people are going to have to invest. And that's not even talking about how it's going to affect the state finances there. And so when we go to Oregon, that's exactly what these Republicans are fighting in Oregon. They are leaving the state. Some of the Republican legislators, some of them are saying, as the governor, Kate Brown, remember the last time she ordered the police to arrest somebody? That was when they killed LaVoy Finicum. She's ordering the police to go get some of these legislators. One of them said, you better be armed when you come after me. I'll talk about that when we come back. Folks, don't forget about the emergency special we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have 50% off all InfoWars Life products, free shipping store-wide, double Patriot points. Make sure you go to InfoWarsStore.com. Don't forget to go to our YouTube channel, Libertarian, also our Twitter channel, Libertarian. Sign up, follow, subscribe, share from those sites as well.
Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWar.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free press needs your help, Frank. Defeat the globalist. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexandra Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning, but you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call into talk radio, C-SPAN, shout it out loud in public, hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
And the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Broadcasting with the power of the First Amendment. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As I pointed out a couple of days ago, we have the New York legislature, Governor Cuomo, with two big accomplishments this week. Number one, they decided that they're going to provide licenses for illegal aliens to help move amnesty along. You know, Chamber of Commerce wants that to happen as well. They were very supportive of that. But you've got a lot of county clerks saying, we're not doing that. We're not going to issue licenses. You can send me to jail if you want. And then the other thing that they passed in New York was this radical climate change bill. We're going to go all electric in just a couple of years. That means if you got an oil heater, which many people do because they're very efficient, or even natural gas, you're not going to be allowed to have that. You're going to go buy all new appliances, every individual home. And it'll shut down a lot of businesses as well. They figure on average about $6,000 per home. You got that extra kind of, you got that kind of money sitting around that just for giggles you would like to get all green? Well, you can take all that green if you got any, and you can spend it on changing out all of your heating oil because the Democrats said so. Just said so. Just mandated it. How does that strike you? Well, it doesn't strike the people in Oregon too well. They're not happy about the same thing being done by the Democrat majority in Oregon. The governor and the legislature there passed a radical, and we're talking really radical bill here. I don't know everything that's in it, but just to give you an idea of how radical it is, one of the Republican leaders, his name is Bence, he said he's been pushing for the lion's share of the money generated by the expansive environmental program to go towards moving Oregonians into electric vehicles. So this is the Republican side. Oh, let's do a massive subsidy of people getting rid of their internal combustion engine cars that are working perfectly fine, and let's help them. A little bit of money will help them to buy electric vehicles. That's the Republican side. But he's not radical enough for the Democrats. No, the radical Democrats want cap and trade. And even that Republican who says, well, let's give people extra money so they can go out and buy electric cars, even that Republican, Bence, says this is a bridge too far. It's dangerous for Oregon. Because it's probably along the same lines of what we've just seen in New York. Yeah, just change, buy a new car, buy a new space heating for your home, new water heaters, new everything, $6,000 to heat your home and a new car. Because we've said so. Do it now. And forget about the fact whether or not we got any technology to help people who are farmers or in business. No, we don't care about that. As a matter of fact, as they're talking about it and the effects of this, one of them said, what this does is it puts, for example, a cement factory. puts them at a tremendous disadvantage to China. But of course, you don't realize that even though they say this is global warming, they don't care about any, you know, magic gases that are released by China or India. That just doesn't matter. That doesn't factor into the equation when you're looking at global pollution, no matter how big China and India are and how many people they have there and how they are many, many, many times greater already in emissions than the United States or European countries. No, it's the European and American countries that have to have their economies shut down. You have to be impoverished. The Chinese and the Indians, those poor people, they can just continue to build and build and build the dirtiest power plants on earth without restriction whatsoever. That's what we got from the Paris Climate Accord. That's what the Democrats are doing in New York and in Oregon. And the Republicans said, we're not going to do this. The Senate has 18 Democrats, but they need to have 20 in order to have a legal quorum. And so the Republicans said, well, we're not showing up because this is so radical. We are not going to be a part of this. And so the governor said, you're going to show up, or I'm going to send out the police and drag you to the Senate. And I'm going to tell you what these legislators are doing in Oregon, the Republican legislators. They are pushing back. Folks, if we don't have people who will push back against this kind of overreach, whether it's the federal government or whether it is the state government, if we don't get some politicians with backbone, I'm going to show you some politicians with backbone in Oregon when we come back. If we don't have people like them, we're done. Because when people go to Washington, they become part of the problem. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's not only that you have a unique voice in the public arena, in the public square. The other thing that's unique about InfoWars is it is the only network of this reach that is not backed by a corporate donor or corporate sugar daddy, that's not backed by some billionaire, that's not being funded by a secret foreign government. It is completely independent of all that. It is an old school American 1776 style experiment in the expression of the freedom of press and freedom of speech that, in fact, the founders were so concerned with at the beginning of the country, they actually tried to support and subsidize organizations just like this because this was the kind of press they wanted. And then ultimately we now live in an era where they've mostly been co-opted by big corporations or billionaire sugar daddies who've been able to control and manipulate what news and views the person's allowed to have or express or hear. And the InfoWars audience has broken through that. They are the bridge from the founding to the modern age, ultimate American democracy and freedom. And that's why there's been an unprecedented onslaught of deplatforming, defamation, lawfare, and libel targeting you.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Joining us in the next segment will be Richard Proctor. Again, he's written several books on the Constitution. He is I would acknowledge him as an expert. We're going to be talking about the Electoral College, the census, representation, issues like that when we come back with Richard Proctor in the next segment. I want to finish what's going on with local governments. So, you know, we've had, as I've mentioned before, very effective nullification when it comes to the war on drugs. Two-thirds of the states passing using the 10th Amendment, the 9th and 10th Amendment, to shut down federal overreach when it comes to medical marijuana. And now we see in both New York and in Oregon, we have county clerks saying, well, if they want to break the law at the state house, I'm not going to be a part of that. And the same thing is kind of happening in Oregon, where they have a radical cap and tax bill that they have passed. And the Republicans, as a last resort, they're in the minority, but they need two Republicans to show up along with the other 18 Democrats in order to have a legal quorum. And the Republicans have disappeared. And the governor there is very angry about that. Oregon Governor Kate Brown has authorized the state police to bring Republican lawmakers back to the Capitol after several left the state to avoid having a vote on a radical climate bill. GOP state senators walked out this week after voicing concern over the bill's impact on a number of energy-intensive, trade-exposed businesses and rural communities. They said the Senate Democrats have requested the assistance of the Oregon State Police to bring their colleagues to finish the work they committed to push forward for Oregonians. As the executive of the agency, said the governor, I am authorizing the state police to fulfill the Senate Democrats' request. As this article from DC Clothesline points out, you remember when President Trump wanted to do the budget and he had 30 Democrat lawyers take a junket to Puerto Rico, watch the Broadway show Hamilton and so forth, had a winter retreat with 109 lobbyists. President Trump did not send the marshals after them to bring them back. But as one Senate Republican leader said, he said, protesting cap and trade by walking out today represents our constituency and exactly how we should be doing our job. He said, we have endured threats of arrest, fines, and pulling community project funds from the governor, from the Senate president, and from the majority leader. But we will not stand by and be bullied by the majority party any longer. So just after 7 a.m. on Thursday, Senator Cliff Bentz of Ontario said he was on his way out of the state. He said, in a few moments, I will not be in Oregon. He said Republicans' top concerns included that the bill would not do enough to protect dozens of energy-intensive trade-exposed businesses in Oregon, such as I mentioned before, a cement plant, which will have regulations on it, and they're having to compete with China. But, of course, China will not have any regulations on it. Same thing that we have seen with the cap-and-trade, with the climate redistribution of wealth is really what that is. It's not a climate protection program. Even the people who believe in man-made warming, and I'm not one of those. I don't believe those models that have failed. But even the people who do believe that is, you can't address this if you're going to allow the Chinese and the Indian governments to continue to build the dirtiest power plants on earth at an uncontrolled level. And, of course, that is true. Now, we have one individual in Oregon who is, I don't know if he's left the state or not. Several have left the state, have moved, have temporarily relocated to Idaho. One, however, Senator Brian Boquist, a Republican from Dallas, Oregon, has said that if they send state troopers to come and get him, those state troopers better be heavily armed. Let's play that video clip.
Oh, okay, so sending the threat out, like, oh, we're going to have a special session or I'm going to send the state police to arrest you. Well, I'm quotable. So here's the quote. This is what I told the superintendent. Send bachelors and come heavily armed. I'm not going to be a political prisoner in the state of Oregon. It's just that simple.
Well, so he said, I'm not going to be a political prisoner. As a matter of fact, he has been a political prisoner in the past. They pointed out this week he's a U.S. Army veteran. His businesses include military training and an international operation that journalists described in the 1990s as a paramilitary force of armed American and Russian ex-military officers. He said state troopers only have the power to enforce criminal violations and arrest warrants, not to compel absent lawmakers to return to the Capitol during a legislative session. But just remember, this is the governor who had the police stuck on Lavoie Finicum in an ambush and killed him. So that is a dangerous situation that is happening in Oregon. But we need to have legislators who have a backbone to stand up for principle. That is sadly lacking throughout most of our politics, especially in Washington. You know, when I look at some of the things that have happened in the last week or so, they say politics makes strange bedfellows. And we don't really have a stomach for this anymore, do we? That when you have somebody that you totally disagree with, that if you do find that you both agree on some issue, you're not going to stand with them if you don't like that person. That's kind of the environment that we've got here now. Here's a good example. Maxine Waters. I find myself agreeing with Maxine Waters. You people are going to think I've gone off the rails, but she's the only one that I've seen come out and criticize this massive power ploy by Facebook. This is ramping everything up in terms of not only the dangerous issues of what it does to money. And, you know, I've spoken out many times about fiat currency. I don't like that, but it is going to radically alter our lifestyle if the petrodollar is replaced by the Facebook dollar. You better pay attention to that. You better pay attention to what this guy is trying to do globally. And nobody is. Nobody's speaking out against this, really, except for Maxine Waters. I mean, I would support Maxine Waters in this, just like I supported Ron Wyden when he exposed the lies of the Dragnet surveillance to the American people, and I don't support him on anything else. She said, we just can't allow this to be moved to Switzerland to compete with a dollar. They are starting a bank without having to go through any of the steps to do it. Continuing their unchecked expansion and extending their reach into the lives of its users. And I think about all the people who've been talking about antitrust regulation. I've always said I didn't believe a word they had to say. And when you hear the silence, the deafening silence from these people, as Facebook is not only not forced to open up this digital public square that they were helped to create. But they don't say anything about it when they want to monopolize the world's money. And that's quite frankly what's behind this. I also find it amazing when we look at the rhetoric going back and forth. You know, we had a U.S. senator talk about how he wanted to outlaw flag burning. So I just want to challenge you to think about this for a moment in light of the First Amendment. We have a Utah high school football players have been accused of burning a gay pride flag. Now, do you support their right to burn a gay pride flag and not support the right of somebody to burn an American flag? Is it because you like the American government, but you don't like the LGBT issues? Look, I get that, okay? But you don't support free speech if you don't support it everywhere. As this football coach said, there's no place for that. It will not be tolerated. It's potentially a hate crime. So it sickens me. And, you know, people say the same thing about the American flag. You have Senator Daines of Montana. He proposed a constitutional amendment to prohibit the burning of the American flag. And President Trump said, I'm all in for that. They'd have to amend the Constitution because it's already been ruled. It's pretty obvious in the First Amendment that you not only have free speech, but you have the right to assemble and to redress your grievances with the government and so forth. And so no matter how much you hate that, no matter how much you hate that, that is really your protected free speech. Nolte at Breitbart and many others have said Trump is wrong about outlawing American flag burning. He said, as much as he despises the burning of the American flag, and I think I don't like that either. I don't like to see, I don't think it's a very effective protest. Nevertheless, think about the alternative. You know, he says if somebody purchases an American flag or a gay flag, and he said this before somebody actually burned a gay flag, or if they purchase a Bible or a Quran, it belongs to them. And if they want to throw it in the fireplace or in the grill, it's their God-given rights as an American to be an a-hole. That's right. Because if you don't support free speech for speech that you find detestable, you don't support it at all. And if you don't support the principles of First Amendment, which basically our government doesn't support, they don't support the First Amendment because, you know, these corporations are big and they have rights that transcend our rights. Just the same as if they wanted your car, I imagine they could take your car. I mean, they did that with Kello. They let them take private property because the corporations wanted it. We'll be right back.
I just want listeners to understand, money is what allows us to beat this and stand against this. And we're seeing a lot of orders right now with the Save InfoWars 50% off, but we make only like $5, $10 on higher marked up stuff. We're making like $2 on the toothpaste at that price. And we're moving a ton of it, okay? But you move a couple $100,000 or something and you get $20,000. That doesn't pay for all the infrastructure, the bandwidth, the lawyers, the crew. So we need to sell millions and millions and millions of dollars of product. I want to expand, not contract. And for 6 months, we've not just been a standstill. The enemy's been winning, and I have labored and labored and labored and labored on this. I like to be expanding. I like to be winning. I like to be fighting. And we are winning the info war. That's why we're so hated. But we need to be retreaded. We need to be tuned up. We need to be fixed up. We never have time to get into dry dock. We got a lot of holes shot at us, and the enemy wants to silence us. Then they're really going to plant child porn on us. Then they're going to kill me or you or anybody else. I mean, the Democrats now are going into a full revolutionary fervor funded by foreign banks and the Chi-Com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
Briefly, folks, please do not forget, this is the Maximum Alert. We wouldn't be here without you. I thank you for your support and your help. We're going to be steadfast in this fight. We need financial support, and we're going to put up more prominent donate buttons at InfoWarsStore.com. If you want to just give us straight donations, there's a P.O. box. If you want to mail us a check, we will put it into the fight against these globalists. We need money to fight back and to let them know we're taking action and to defend ourselves. InfoWarsStore.com is the main page. We have a huge sale going. Save InfoWars, super special, emergency special, 50% off. All InfoWars best-selling life products, all of them, 50% off. That Super Male Vitality, Survival Shield X2, now back in stock. Rainforce Plus, Turbo Force, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, so many more. Stock up on the toothpaste, the coffee. Sign up for AutoShip, get an additional 10% off. And I forgot, double Patriot points. Instead of 5% off on future orders, you get 10% off. And again, cancel AutoShip anytime for free. We need the funding. Thank you for your support. We're getting a lot of support right now, but we need a lot to go into this dark night. We're not going to back down.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Joining us in this segment will be Richard Proctor. He is a professor of economics, and also he is an author. I think you're going to find his take on the Electoral College and our elections to be very, very interesting. Before we get to Mr. Proctor, I just want to tell you about the sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. And again, we have our special emergency sale. It is 50% off all of the InfoWars Life products at InfoWarsStore.com, plus free shipping, plus double Patriot points. That's all of our vitamins, all of our supplements, all 50% off with free shipping and double Patriot points that you can use in the future to get additional discounts. So please take a look at all the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. Don't forget to follow and subscribe on YouTube, Libertarian. That's youtube.com/libertarian. Also on Twitter, Libertarian. You can follow me there. Follow this program on both of those sites. Joining us now is Richard Proctor. And again, he is a prolific author. He's written a 6-volume set, Liberty, Will It Survive in the 21st Century? 2,100 pages long throughout those 6 volumes. He also has a book called Bathroom Economics. You can find that at bathroomeconomics.com. A textbook for students, A Constitution, If You Can Keep It, and another book that really explains the Constitution, has a very unique way of looking at it. Most people don't go through it line by line and tell you how it was intended and what happened to it. That's exactly what we're going to do with the Electoral College coming up here. That book is Saving the Constitution. So joining us now is Richard Proctor. Thank you for joining us, sir.
Yes, I'm glad to be here. Good to talk with you again.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Really enjoyed the talk we had last time. I wanted to get into this again. And, of course, one of the topics that's prominent right now is the Electoral College. We hear a lot of talk about the Democrats, especially Hillary. It was her turn to win. And according to Hillary, the thing that kept her from winning was the Electoral College. And they were hell-bent on destroying it. But it is part of the Constitution. Let's talk first about, you had some interesting statistics you sent me about New York and what really happened in New York between President Trump and Hillary Clinton on a county-by-county basis. Tell us about that.
Well, let's just start with the counties in the United States. Guys, write this down because these statistics are very interesting. Counties in the United States, 3,141. The counties in the United States that Trump won were 3,084. Clinton won 57.
Yeah, exactly. 57 counties. And you can see that whenever you look at the map. We've seen this in elections before. You see a few spots of blue on the coast, and then the rest of it is solid red. If they put red as Republicans and blue as Democrats, which I always have a problem with anyway. But nevertheless, if you go with those color designations, you can see that in terms of the counties. And if you work out the percentage of that, that's only 1.8% of the counties that Hillary Clinton won. Go ahead.
Now back to New York State. In New York State, there are 62 counties. Trump won 46 of them. Counties Clinton went won was 16. 16 in New York City. In New York City alone, Trump won one of the counties, but the other four, there are five counties, the other four gave him enough majority to have won the election completely. 319 square miles would have dictated the outcome of the population of the election if the Electoral College wasn't there.
And that's exactly why they want to get rid of the Electoral College. You're pointing out just in New York State alone. So in the U.S., breaking it down, not by states, but by counties. Good. They found that map there. Breaking it down by counties. Hillary won 1.8% of the counties nationwide. In New York State, she won 25% of the counties, and President Trump won 75% of the counties. And so what that means is if they go to these few urban areas, we're going to have the election is going to be determined by, let's say, New York, Chicago, and L.A. for the most part. And in those areas, they're also kind of well-known for corruption and stuffing ballots, aren't they, Richard?
Oh, yes, they are. Yeah, right along with Illinois.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, so that's exactly what's behind this game. But let's talk a little bit about the Electoral College. What is it? Why is it there? And how did it morph throughout history?
Okay, it's interesting about the Electoral College. They, the founders, wanted to have an equal representation no matter whether the states were big or small. I mean, that's what the goal was. During the convention, it almost was wiped out. They almost stopped the convention because delegates would leave if they didn't have the number they wanted. It was a very, very tough affair. They finally, after 3 months of discussion, in the last week, it was proposed 30,000, and they got it unanimous. Now, that's what it took, 30,000. It took 3 months, less 1 week, to come up with a number of 30,000. Then, in 1790, which is just 2 years later, the number of representatives on a population of 3,929,214 would have been 131, but they only did 69. So even by 1790, someone in the background began using the number 50,000, because 69 is 56,945. Oh, and all these statistics are in my book, sixth volume. Pages 216 and 217, if you're interested. Or you can just write them down. Another interesting thing that happened, this is in 1820. They had the difference between 1820 and 1830 is 51,000 to 60,000 per person or per representative. And then by the end of the Civil War, 1870, it was 158,000 people represented per representative.
What is it now? Is it about 600,000 or something people per
right now? 750,000 right now.
750. Wow. Wow. It is really escalating.
Yes.
Because, and the reason for that is because as the population continues to rise, they have fixed the number of congressional representatives.
Yeah.
So it gets less and less representative.
They fixed that in 1929 by some law that they said no more than 435. That's because there's some powers behind the throne that wanted to keep control, and they can't keep control of 5,000 people, 10,000 people. In 1920, it should have been 3,500, and it was only 435.
I remember back 25 years ago with the Libertarian Party, we were looking at, they'd had several state representatives from the Libertarian Party successful in New Hampshire, and they said, well, one of the reasons that's happening is because New Hampshire had some of the greatest representation of any democratically elected body anywhere in the world in terms of the fewest number of people being represented by each one of the representatives. They said if you spend more than $1,000 at that time, those are early 1990s, they said if you spend more than $1,000 to win election to the state house in New Hampshire, you're accused of buying the election. And what that did was that opened up the election to more and more citizen representatives. That's why they want to limit the number of representatives, because that really increases the political power of all these people.
Oh, yes. Yeah, they do all kinds of things to try to increase their power.
Yeah.
I personally strongly believe that this electoral college and the number of representatives was inspired to these guys. They learned that. They were inspired to come up with that. And it worked. It would have worked forever if we'd just followed it.
It would have been a much better design. And certainly any of the practical objections, we'll talk about that when we come back. We've got to take a break. We'll be right back with Richard Proctor talking about the Electoral College, but more importantly, how they just set aside the Constitution. That's amazing. We'll be right back.
InfoWars and free speech and your right to speech has been under unprecedented attack the last year or so. It's Orwellian. It's biblical. It's authoritarian. It's insane. And I keep trying to judge and gauge when is the right time to have to stumble up on deck as the captain of this operation and say, hey, we're sinking. I've begged for your support before and thanks for keeping us afloat, but this is the real SOS. If you don't buy a bunch of products and spread the word and keep fighting, InfoWars will be shut down, not just crippled. And so we've reached that point. It'll make the enemy happy, but, you know, whatever. We have withstood so many of their attacks. We've gone through so much because of your support. You have been there. But let me tell you, they are pissed they haven't been successful, and they're giving us their full assault. So we need your prayers, your financial support, and your word of mouth now at InfoWarsStore.com. It's your fight. Decide whether or not you want InfoWars to continue, because we could be shut down. The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
Banned network in the world.
Viewers and listeners, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. And we're under unprecedented evil attacks, as you've seen. But I wanted to take just a minute out here from the bottom of my heart to tell you how much it means to me that when you saw all those lies against us last week, the worst things you can say about people, that you knew they were liars. You went and looked it up and found out the truth. And so I feel very strong, and I feel God's hand on my shoulder, and I feel your love in my heart. And I want you to know that love is right back at you. And I want to thank you for all you've done with your word of mouth and your prayers and your financial support. Because I'm committed to fight to the end, but I want to win. And without you, I'm going to be destroyed, and it's not going to be fun. But that's not what's important. The enemy could win. We're a key chess piece in this fight. We're being used by God. You're being used by God. This is providence. So I salute you, and I thank you for all you've done from the bottom of my heart.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Recent studies and reports have shown that pipes and plumbing are getting clogged and backed up with human waste and debris. This is from people flushing things that aren't meant to be flushed, like baby wipes and feminine products and safe sex products. And so this is resulting in pipes being backed up and clogged. Well, just like plumbing gets clogged and just like pipes get clogged, the human body gets clogged just like that. And you may be experiencing backup too. So if you want some relief, some explosive relief, go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Oxy Powder. But let me warn you, this stuff is no joke. If you're experiencing some cloggage, some backup of your own, Oxy Powder from InfoWarsStore.com will clear it out. Guaranteed. So go to InfoWarsStore.com,
take care of your clogged plumbing with OxyPowder.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Mainstream propaganda. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking to Richard Proctor. He's written several books on liberty as well as the Constitution. Very well versed with the history of the founding of this country, what was discussed and what was the trade-offs that were arrived in the convention that gave us the Constitution. And how we immediately abandoned that. We're talking about the Electoral College. We're talking about how they have, from the very beginning, moved away from the Electoral College, as well as the design of having one congressional representative for each 30,000 people. As we're looking at this, you sent me a chart, Richard, looking at the population of the United States according to the last census, which was in 2010. Of course, we do it every 10 years. 308,745,000 people. If we were to stick with that number of 30,000 representatives, instead of having 435 members of Congress, we would have 10,291 members of Congress. What do you think about that? Wouldn't that would totally change everything, wouldn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I'm going to explain, you know, the powers behind the throne cannot get to 5,000 people, and especially because that would be so many, they would probably, the states would probably ask them to be in their districts, to live in their districts.
And imagine that. Wouldn't that be, that would be a huge improvement, wouldn't it? Because they wouldn't be living in, they wouldn't be co-opted into this Washington swamp.
Yes, that would be perfect. That would be perfect. Then if I wanted to complain about what he's doing, I could walk into his office and say, hi, guy, because there's only 30,000. And by the way, that number 30,000 is the maximum. What if your state has 31,000 people in it? Now, I know nobody does, but that's the concept. Then you would have two, each one represented by 15,000. And if you had 36,000, you'd have three, each one represented by 12,000, because you want it to be equal distributed. Imagine what would happen in the states if we could just plain get back to what the Constitution says.
Oh, yeah. That would be absolutely amazing to have the power that diversified, to have over 10,000 members of Congress at a minimum. And, of course, you have these people, oh, we can't have that many people meet. Well, we have that many people meeting all over the country every Saturday and Sunday, you know. You have college football games. You have professional football games. You have crowds like that. This would be the size, you know, 10,300 people. That would be the size of a medium-sized Trump rally that you would have. It's fewer people than you have at the Republican and Democrat conventions.
They work all right, don't they?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Maybe they don't.
There is that. There is that. You know, if we just put those guys on holiday 365 days of the year, we'd live better. Anyway,
That's right. Anyway,
let's get back to the good things about. Let's get back to the actual Electoral College itself. How was it set up? These guys really, really got it right. We'll go to Article 2, Section 1, Paragraphs 2, 3, and 4. Now, I'm just going to summarize them. But paragraph 2 establishes how you can get your Electoral College, how it's done, how the states can choose. Paragraph 4 says that they're all going to meet on the same day in their states, okay?
Mm.
In their states, 4, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you do that, then you look at paragraph 3 of that section, section 1 and article 2. You look at paragraph 3, and it starts out very carefully saying, The Electoral College, let me just get right to it on the pages that I've got marked here.
And, of course, we're talking about having them meet the same day in their respective states. Everything that we see here is about distributing power. The thing that the founders were so concerned about was the concentration of power, what they call the consolidation of power, I think. Or, I don't know, they called it concentration or consolidation. But that basically was what they were concerned about, that all power be concentrated. And, of course, if you go to Washington, you're going to identify with Washington if you live there. If you stay in your community, if you stay in your state, you're going to be more connected to that, and that is going to keep power distributed instead of concentrated and centralized.
Right. Now, each one of those electors, this is the second, this is the third paragraph of Article 2, Section 1. Each one of those electors meets in their state, as we just mentioned. They vote for two people. Now, the word vote is used in the Constitution, but I think it would be better to say nominate. Okay? The electors nominate by ballot two people. They're meeting in their states. They're meeting on a particular day, and the whole nation's meeting on the same day. And each electoral college guy, he selects two people. And it specifically says one in your state and one out of your state. Now, look at the distribution this would all cause, especially if we had the numbers that we're supposed to have. And then, by the way, this completely does away with that popularity contest, because these guys are voting in their state for two, not voting, nominating for two people. Then those nominations are all tallied by the state, and they're sent, certified, sealed to the Senate. Now, isn't that specific? Isn't that nice? Then the Senate, in the presence of the House, opens that and they tally them. And today they would be tallying, well, if there were 10,000, they'd be tallying 20,000 nominations. There wouldn't be 20,000 people, though, because the people would be able to, there would be a lot of duplicates, and that's how the numbers would go. I think back into the days when Lee Iacocca was doing such a good job with Chrysler, and somebody approached him to run for president. He says, no, I won't put up with what goes on in the media. I won't do it. Had he been supported by the Electoral College, we would have had him as president. Maybe he would have fixed us as he fixed Chrysler. I mean, this is amazing how these guys wrote that so carefully. And then the last part of paragraph two details exactly how it will handle after you get the first five. If they don't have the right, if they don't have a majority, if it doesn't have this, if it doesn't have that, the vice president, he'll take his spot. And oh, it's just very, very detailed of exactly how a quorum for this purpose shall consist of a member or members from 2/3 of the states. And it just goes on exactly perfectly to outline how to select under all these conditions. It's a long paragraph, but boy, does it tell the story. And we have ignored it completely since the year 1800. That was
It bears absolutely no relationship to what we do now, especially when we look at this compact to go around it. And a lot of people are concerned about this. You know, they want to just completely eliminate the title or even anything remotely resembling the Electoral College. As you just described it there, what we have now doesn't really resemble that at all.
Right.
But they want to eliminate any vestige of it whatsoever and destroy any representation of the states. As you pointed out at the very beginning, you know, Hillary Clinton only won 1.8% of the counties nationwide, and so they would like to have three or four big cities elect the presidency. But when you look at this compact that states are signing on to one at a time, what they would do is look at the national vote, and then they would throw out their voters. You know, they talk about popular voting, you know, being ignored. They would ignore the popular vote within their state to go with what the so-called majority of the popular vote was nationwide. And if that went against what the people in their state selected, they'd just throw that out. And, of course, that would not be on the same day. That would be on a different day. So they're finding a way to try to go around the Electoral College rather than amend the Constitution. But that's a pattern that you've pointed out many times about how they just ignore what's in the Constitution, do whatever they want.
Yeah, that's how they do it. I really don't. Let's go to the state of Nevada. They've passed that law. Now, I'm going to just suppose that everyone in the state voted for Trump last election. Everybody, not one didn't. This law would say, deck with you guys, I'm going to put my votes with Hillary, period. And that's what they've done. So they don't even need to go to the polls anymore. These small states don't even go to the polls. Don't worry about it. The big state, the big counties, the big cities, they'll do it. So don't worry. You don't need to be bothered.
And they're going to throw out the popular vote. The popular vote
terrible.
Of their own citizens. Yeah, it's absolutely amazing.
It couldn't be worse.
Yeah. Well, the other part of this, and we'll talk about this when we come back, of course, falls into the census question. Because the census is when we determine, you know, what the population is. And that determines how many, you know, even though they have unconstitutionally capped the number of congressional representatives, that is going to still apportion that based on the state-by-state population. And if they rig the census, they can rig the Congress as well as the Electoral College. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Briefly, folks, please do not forget, this is the Maximum Alert. We wouldn't be here without you. I thank you for your support and your help. We're going to be steadfast in this fight, but we need financial support. And we're going to put up more prominent donate buttons at InfoWarsStore.com. If you want to just give us straight donations, there's a P.O. box. If you want to mail us a check, we will put it into the fight against these globalists. We need money to fight back and to let them know we're taking action and to defend ourselves. InfoWarsStore.com is the main page. We have a huge sale going. Save InfoWars, super special, emergency special, 50% off. All InfoWars best-selling life products, all of them, 50% off. That's Supermel Vitality, Survival Shield X2, now back in stock. Rainforce Plus, Turbo Force, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, so many more. Stock up on the toothpaste, the coffee. Sign up for AutoShip, get an additional 10% off. And I forgot, double Patriot points. Instead of 5% off on future orders, you get 10% off. And again, cancel AutoShip anytime for free. We need the funding. Thank you for your support. We're getting a lot of support right now, but we need a lot to go into this dark night. We're not going to back down.
It's not only that you have a unique voice in the public arena and the public square. The other thing that's unique about InfoWars is it is the only network of this reach that is not backed by a corporate donor or corporate sugar daddy, that's not backed by some billionaire, that's not being funded by a secret foreign government. It is completely independent of all that. It is an old-school American 1776-style experiment in the expression of the freedom of press and freedom of speech that, in fact, the founders were so concerned with at the beginning of the country, they actually tried to support and subsidize organizations just like this because this was the kind of press they wanted. And then ultimately, we now live in an era where they've mostly been co-opted by big corporations or billionaire sugar daddies who've been able to control and manipulate what news and views the person's allowed to have or express or hear. And the InfoWars audience has broken through that. They are the bridge from the founding to the modern age, ultimate American democracy and freedom. And that's why there's been an unprecedented onslaught of deplatforming, defamation, lawfare, and libel targeting you.
I just want listeners to understand, money is what allows us to beat this and stand against this. And we're seeing a lot of orders right now with the Save InfoWars 50% off, but we make only like $5, $10 on higher marked up stuff. We're making like $2 on the toothpaste at that price. And we're moving a ton of it, okay? But you move a couple $100,000 or something and you get $20,000. That doesn't pay for all the infrastructure, the bandwidth, the lawyers, the crew. So we need to sell millions and millions and millions of dollars of product. I want to expand, not contract. And for 6 months, we've not just been able to stand still. The enemy's been winning, and I have labored and labored and labored and labored on this. I like to be expanding. I like to be winning. I like to be fighting, and we are winning the info war. That's why we're so hated, but we need to be retreaded. We need to be tuned up. We need to be fixed up. We never have time to get into dry dock. We got a lot of holes shot at us, and the enemy wants to silence us. Then they're really going to plant child porn on us. Then they're going to kill me or you or anybody else. I mean, the Democrats now are going into a full revolutionary fervor funded by foreign banks and the Chi-Com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com. I want to be very, very clear with everybody about all of this. We're going into the season of war, and they have been inches from shutting down the final bank accounts we have due to their criminal activity and their digital fraud. And we need to know that we've got capital to go 6 months, a year. We need to end here. We need to be provisioned. And you've got my total commitment that I am going to rampage forward against the enemy fearlessly. I'm loving every minute of this because I know I'm getting under their skin. I'm bloodying them up politically. I'm banging heads with them, and they can't help but attack back with lies, and that just brings more people here. So I'm in one hell of a fight, and so are you, and I need war bonds, I need gas, I need ammo politically now. But literally, if you flood us with money, and if you flood us with product purchases, and if you flood us with your word of mouth, you're unstoppable, we're unstoppable together. I want to send a strong message to the enemy. I want to raise $2 million right now to let the enemy know that their attacks are failing, and that you will stand with us, and I will never back down. You have my commitment. This only gives me more energy and more understanding of what we're facing and that we were right about this.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
On the first part of the journey, I was looking at all the light.
Welcome back. We're talking to Richard Proctor. And he has a website, Bathroom Economics, where you can see his book on economics, Bathroom Economics. Also, he has a student textbook, A Constitution If You Can Save It, if you can keep it, rather, is A Constitution If You Can Keep It. That's for students and for people who really want to get into this and really understand what is there. He has Saving the Constitution. And we've been talking about the Electoral College because we've got a lot of Democrats talking about that. They say the election was not fair. You know, the popular vote was refuted. But as Richard pointed out, if we look at the number of counties, Clinton only won 1.8% of the counties throughout the United States. She only won 25% of the counties in New York. Trump won 75% of the counties. So if we don't want to have a situation where only three or four cities are electing the president and the rest of us have our votes thrown out, we want to keep the Electoral College. But as Richard was pointing out, we basically are not following the plan for the Electoral College as it is. We're not even following the plan for the number of representatives that we had. As he said, they had a very long, drawn-out discussion to arrive at the number of one representative for every 30,000 people. That was in the Constitution. They immediately just ignored it. 1790, just 2 years after they had arrived at that figure, they would have had 131 representatives. Instead, they said, well, we'll just go with 69. Why not, right? Just cut it in half or approximately half. And today, that number would be 10,292 representatives minimum. So they now have 24 times the power that they would have had. I mean, think about the fact that when they came up with this number, they had just under 4 million people. Now they've got, each one of these guys has got almost 250,000 people that they represent. That is a massive concentration of power, which is exactly what Washington wants. That's why they ignore those numbers, and it's why they ignore the Electoral College. But let's talk about the census, Richard, because, of course, the census affects the number of people in both the Electoral College and in Congress. And if they rig the census, they can rig the power balance in both of those things, even if they don't go around the Electoral College with this compact that they're working on.
Oh, absolutely. Let me just give an example of what you're talking about. Can they rig the census? Well, they already are rigging the inflation numbers. In economics, mm-hmm. You can look and see what the baskets are, what they're supposed to be, how inflation works. And inflation works by how people spend money. They don't want people to know what's happening. So what they do is they set baskets up. And in the past, or let's say 50 years ago, they picked things that were commonly being purchased. Today, they don't even pick. They don't even pick things like gas and food and stuff like that because it would change. So they have five or six different ways to compute it, and they use whatever they want so they can pay out the least. They can tell people politically that there is so little, the inflation is so little, you don't have to worry about it during the administration. Yeah. During the administration in the past, sometimes they said it was 2, sometimes they said it was 1, when in fact it was always 6, 7, 8, and 10. It was terrible. It is terrible. They can do the same with the census in any second they want to.
Yes, absolutely. And so that gets back to the point is, you know, this whole idea that they, which we traditionally have done, we've asked if people are citizens, because why would you have a census if you aren't counting citizens? Because the whole point is to determine how many representatives you're going to have in Congress and how many you're going to have in the Electoral College. It makes absolutely no sense to count foreign citizens in your census and allocate the power. And we had one of the judges that said, oh, you can't ask that question on the census. One of the judges in California said it's going to cost money and political power to California if you don't count foreign citizens.
Yep. 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 Yep, yep, yep.
So they understand exactly what they're doing. When we talk about the Electoral College, too, I think it is not only, you know, we talked about how much time they spent in terms of coming up with the 30,000 number, but I think, you know, when we look at what they were trying to strike a balance with, you know, they were trying to strike a balance with representation of the people as well as representation of the states, because they wanted to keep that power divided. Again, they didn't want everything consolidated, concentrated into Washington. So they wanted to retain power with the people, power with the state governments. And I see an element of both of those things in the Electoral College. It is ultimately a creature under the control of the states, but it also has an element of proportionality to it as well, based on the census.
That's what it's supposed to be, exactly.
Yeah.
If you screw up the census, you've screwed up everything.
And I think if people were to see the design, if they were to understand, most people don't go back and look at the Constitution, let alone the deliberations that were behind the construction of the Constitution. If they were to look at the design and they were to understand the purpose of this, it would make a lot of sense to them, and they would actually want to go back and follow the plan, which we haven't done for a long time, from the beginning.
Now, I want to go Electoral College. That paragraphs 2, 3, and 4 of section 1 of article 2, they're very complicated, and people can't, they wade through it. Come on. So what I've done in my book Saving the Constitution is try to write things in a language that everybody understands, that's easy to read, so that there's no confusion about it, because we don't learn anything if it's hard. We've got to learn about this Constitution.
And that is an excellent book. Actually, I was sent a copy of that, and I would highly recommend that to anybody. If you want to get your Constitution back, and it is a great design, it's absolutely not perfect, and of course there's procedures for changing it if you want to, but it is a great design. If you just understood it, people would want it, you know, and I think your book does a great job of laying that out, Saving the Constitution.
Yeah, the goal was to not write in words that most professors write in. I mean, I believe that you ought to write something that people can understand. I don't even know how to spell words above three syllables. So, you know, so you can't, you just got to talk to the people that need to know. You don't want to talk to everybody. You don't want to talk to yourself.
So you weren't worried about perspicuity. You wanted to make it clear, right?
Exactly. I didn't care. I don't care about anything except getting the word out in a way that's easily understood.
Yeah, that's great. That's exactly right. And so it is a very straightforward explanation of how the Constitution is set up. You know, when I look at this, it's not just simply theoretical, Richard, because back in North Carolina, I actually saw this happen at the county level. We had a county that was set up, and they had county commission was elected geographically. They had different districts that were there. And what happened was and it was basically a rural county. They had farmers who'd been there for a couple hundred years of their families in the same piece of land. They had nearby university-based community, and the urban spillover got into that county. And in that one particular area, high concentration of people living in that one area, very liberal statist people who wanted to control land use for these farmers in these other areas. And what they were able to do was to change it from geographical representation, like we have with the Electoral College or whatever, to just election at large. So everybody in the county voted for every single candidate, and there wasn't any kind of geographical distribution. What happened was this little small enclave, concentrated liberal people spilling over from a university area, they got all of the seats. And they basically shut down all the land rights of all the farmers and people who've been there for a couple hundred, 200, 300 years.
Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah. But I've seen it happen at that level. So I completely understand what the founders understood, the essence of why you have to have that kind of representation. I mean, it's essentially what we would have seen with Hillary Clinton, you know, 1.8% of the geographical area controlling the other 98.2%.
Isn't that a terrible percentage? They want to have 1.8% of the country electing everything that goes on, doing everything that goes on. And by the way, if there's no sense in going in to vote for president, you won't vote for senators either. You won't even show up. There'll be a dearth of elections.
Absolutely.
It's just terrible what's going on, and it's all going on because people don't understand. By and large, we don't understand what is going on.
And I think one of the key things that your book points out, and as you pointed out here, look, you know, they came up with the number 30,000, and just within 2 years, they just arbitrarily ignored it. That is one of the most striking things going through your book, showing how they just completely ignore the Constitution and do whatever they want. And we see this with the Electoral College. We see it with the number of representatives. We see it with everything the government is doing.
Yes, everything. Everything.
Yeah. Completely ignore it.
Today, we don't have a company of representation. We don't have a republic any longer. It's been gone a long time. What we have is a corporation, and the boss tells everybody what to do. It's terrible.
So what do you think we do? I mean, we've only got about 45 seconds left. I mean, how do we take this back? Do we have to take it back from the local level? That's what I think.
Oh, yes. It's got to be taken back from the state. The states have power. The states are sovereign. They have power, and they could nullify everything that comes into the state that's unconstitutional. They could nullify them.
And when you talk about this, everybody says, we don't want to have a civil war. Well, we've already seen the war on drugs nullified. 2/3 of the state said, we're not going to do it. And the federal government didn't push that. So if you just understand the 10th Amendment, that is a key to begin taking back nullification when the federal government just flat out ignores the Constitution. Thank you so much, Richard Proctor, bathroomeconomics.com.
They've not shut down our speech. We're at Infowars.com and Newswars.com, and we're defeating the leftist tyrants.
I got mobbed on the streets by fans, but almost all of them said, we used to love you on air. It was so good to see you on, you know, the iTunes or on YouTube. Are you coming back? We're at Infowars.com. We're at Newswars.com. Paul Watts has launched his own Summit.News. We have our own videos. We have our own articles. They're trying to destroy us, but thanks to you and others having us on, Infowars is still chugging along. So we're there, folks. Tomorrow's news today.
Infowars.com, man! Woo! Infowars.com, because there's a bunch of people out here. I'm talking about Infowars.com.
I'm at Infowars.com and Newswars.com.
There you go.
We knew this censorship was coming forever. We have our own video streams, our own audio streams, and it's all free to air. Anybody can use it, re-upload it, do whatever you want.
People go to Infowars.com and Newswars.com. That's where they find it. You know, there's things called websites. You just go there.
Infowars, the most banned network in the world.
Viewers and listeners, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. And we're under unprecedented evil attacks, as you've seen. But I wanted to take just a minute out here from the bottom of my heart to tell you how much it means to me that when you saw all those lies against us last week, the worst things you can say about people, that you knew they were liars. You went and looked it up and found out the truth. And so I feel very strong, and I feel God's hand on my shoulder, and I feel your love in my heart. And I want you to know that love is right back at you. And I want to thank you for all you've done with your word of mouth and your prayers and your financial support. Because I'm committed to fight till the end, but I want to win. And without you, I'm going to be destroyed, and it's not going to be fun. But that's not what's important. The enemy could win. We're a key chess piece in this fight. We're being used by God. You're being used by God. This is providence. So I salute you, and I thank you for all you've done from the bottom of my heart.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.